Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Welcome.
Here we all are.
This is the
very show. Cold today.
Mm-hmm. Ice
cold. Hostage taking is growing.
Hey, what's that? What's that all about?
Hold on, what was that?
Very frustrating problem that the coalition is going to have to face.
Yes, absolutely it is.
The AB switch.
That's not the news I want.
No.
There's the news I want.
Hi.
See, look at that. We got the news button here.
This is like
if you want the buzz news.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
How's your news?
My news is good.
Then you hit the other button.
Just taking hostages.
Listen to that. Listen to what a downer that is.
Especially after the Joe show.
Taking hostages,
right.
Junk like that.
Mm-hmm.
AIDS.
You don't need that.
Would you say AIDS?
No, maids.
Oh, maids.
Maids talking. He was doing his Elvis thing.
I thought you said AIDS talking.
Maids talking.
How you doing? It's AIDS with you.
We can talk. We're in trouble.
The AIDS show.
Thank President Bush for the first
This is what's wrong with regular talk radio.
In Crawford, Texas, Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon Trump.
You don't really need lube for that. I'm sorry.
What?
Nothing. What was that?
I heard. Hey, Buzz.
Crawford.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
Hey,
my news better. Happier.
Where's that girl, Rob?
She's in the back room. You want to talk to her?
Yeah, bring her in.
Okay.
Bring her in.
Beth Ann? Just the new candidate?
I just want to show you that they're not all going to be flameouts on the show that end up horrifically.
Good.
Everybody that comes in and interviews for this job,
mm-hmm.
the job is our producer.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her I might not bring her in today, but here she is now.
See, and then right off the bat, she's been invited into the pre-show.
Hello.
There she is.
She's pretty amazing.
Hi, Beth Ann.
Hi, Don. Hi,
Mike.
Hi, Beth Ann. How are you?
They said I wouldn't see you today, but I saw you.
Yeah. Who said that?
I said that, Ed, but you were
because you thought that the interview would go a lot shorter than it actually
went. Because I know the time. Yeah, and I know the time that you normally come in.
Yeah.
And I said by the time Mike, you'll be gone by the time Mike gets here.
Yeah, so we're speaking to the fact that her stay lasted longer. Not that I came in at some unusually early time. What?
You came in early.
What time did he come in?
I came in about 2:35, which is normal.
Well, I told Beth Ann.
Might have been a little early.
I told
about 2:30.
I told her 2:45 is your time.
Well, there you go. But you've given me that lecture.
She's sharp. She noticed.
Where you said come in at about, try to come in earlier, and I've been trying to do that.
Yeah,
I've done a pretty good job. I'm doing the work. I'm baby stepping.
And Beth,
I mean, I'm trying to come in.
10 minutes here, 10 minutes there.
My commute used to be 25 minutes. It's now officially 35 minutes. And so
have you met Alan?
No, I haven't met Alan because I got to Cameron's office and I sat down. He answered the phone. He said, could you leave for just a second and close the door behind you? And I was out in the hallway.
Oh, man. You know what?
Welcome.
I hope Don made a good impression.
These guys are
putz. Before you turned it over to Winky and Dinky.
Like Captain Putz and Major Putz. Both of them. Now, are we going to get voicemail?
Doing their damnedest. Seriously, doing their damnedest to run this radio station into the ground.
Now, look, I spent the better part of Monday, or Friday, today's Monday, but spent the better part of Friday ragging on that guy that was here.
Hello, this is Alan Linewine.
Hi. Blah, blah.
Broadcasting WJFK Radio.
Right.
I'm unavailable right now, so please leave your name, number, and a brief message, and I'll get back.
When can you start, Beth Ann? There you go.
Then
I'm recording your message at the tone.
Tomorrow?
Finished. Yeah. Hang up, or stay on the line for further options.
You know me, I'm a crafty poker player, uh-huh. so I have to, not let Alan know immediately
think she might be a suitable candidate for the job.
She might be. Hey, Alan, it's Don. Let me speak to you in private for a second.
All right, Alan is on the line now.
Ah, very good.
Put him on hold.
This is the part where Don gets crafty.
No, I just picked up the phone now, Mike.
You are a
crafty king. Give us some more
privacy.
Yeah, thank you, Buzz. More privacy maker.
More crafty craftsman.
Make it appear that I'm being sensitive now.
Crafty.
Hey, Alan.
Sleight of hand.
Crafty. Out of one piece of wood.
Alan, she's pretty good. So you might want to think about bringing her back. Okay? Hey, Alan. How do you like the 2:00 hour?
Hey, when you meet with Alan.
Yeah.
Don't let him reflect on us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And incidentally, Alan, last thing.
Oh, I'll say this on the microphone. Hold on.
You're going to put him
hanging
on?
Up.
Is he... No. I've not spoken to him yet. I'm still on his voicemail. Oh. I only picked up to give it a more intimate feel.
Right.
Crafty.
Discreet.
One more thing. I did want to tell you, Alan, we did tell her about how you are down there. So don't stare, Beth Ann, when you walk into the room with Alan.
No, I'm going to stare.
Yeah. Don't stare. Hey, and one more thing, jerk face. Get bent. Seriously. You freaking turd.
Wow.
Don't go dying on us.
Please.
Anyway, Beth Ann, we're still on the phone. I'm sending Beth Ann to your office now.
See if you can make some time for her, please.
Okay. Alan. Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Okay,
going
thank
out
you.
Of his office.
Okay, bye, Beth.
Thank you, Beth.
Good
line.
Now,
that's good. The truth.
She didn't have a chance of getting the job.
But didn't we make her feel good?
I think
as
so.
Opposed to the guy last week.
Yeah, sure.
That's nice
no.
too.
No, she is. She's way up there.
She's
yeah.
way up there, and
good to hear.
I like that. I like that too. That was just
she
calm
brave,
and
bravely
know,
jumped in.
And then you know excused herself. You know she made an exit, which
yeah.
to me is a very good thing.
There's only one thing about her. I can't put my finger on exactly what it is. What might be wrong with? Oh wait, hold. She's a woman! She's a woman!
Well, some have said we might need that around here.
Okay.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
No, it isn't. Mike, your timing coming to work, I could not have been, I could not have continued to be prouder than I am, and I was, that you're now arriving here, you know, minutes before the show.
Well, I did.
Tens of minutes.
I did today.
Appreciate it.
I did today. I really thought about it today.
Throwing you a compliment.
It worked out well because that lady, Beth Ann, was here.
You'll be there.
That you were interviewing.
And you'll be staying till late?
That's funny. You're a funny guy, Rob.
Hold on. I know who we forgot here. Hold on a sec. Yeah.
Bring him in.
Oh, here they are.
Oh, dear.
Hi, guys.
So they are celebrating the Mickelson victory.
Oh, my. Where's their flower child?
Hello.
Hi, Julia.
It's from a true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Hello.
See the t-shirt my boys were wearing? He is risen.
Oh, God.
He rules.
That's not funny.
No, that's not funny at all.
It's not funny.
This is Wolfgang Juretzek from Germany. Never forget.
It's not funny.
A Don and Mike show.
Not funny.
I file a retraction. And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Cold Open and all the ships at sea. Refreshed after a nice bleeding, it's Don Geronimo.
Yeah.
And Mike.
He is risen.
O'Mara.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Monday.
Monday.
4/12/4.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Thank you, Buzz.
Yeah.
April 12th.
Mm-hmm.
2004. Phone number from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. From Canada, call 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C. on WJFK, our home station, 202-432-1067.
All right.
Hope you had a safe weekend. First thing you should know, the guy that we had on the show Friday... The guy who, incidentally, and yes, this is what we need on the show. We had the guy on that everybody had on TV today. The guy that bet everything in Vegas yesterday.
Right.
He won.
Yes.
Hooray.
And, very, very successful for him. And, you know, now I hope he calls us back. But now, of course, it seems to me he's going to be more in demand now that he's won.
Mm-hmm. He is. He was on, what was it, Good Morning America today and Fox News Channel. However, he graciously thinks that he may be able to give us a couple of moments in his schedule.
Well, that's good. That'd be nice.
And if any of you guys in Las Vegas went to see the guy, you know, we'd be interested in knowing what it was like. I mean, we saw the thing on TV at the very end of the newscast. They go, and a man batted all in Las Vegas. What happened? Well, on one spin of the road, we'll find out. We'll be right back on the morning news.
Very, very cool.
Not the same as being there, though, and we'd like to hear from somebody who was there.
And he did bet it all, and of course, being the fact that he is a gambler, a professional gambler, there's a very good chance that within 6 months he could be destitute again.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're counting on.
In a week.
So, anyway, he'll be calling us, I hope, and I hope someone who was there is calling. I've got a ton of Easter fun to get to. I had maybe the most non-Easter weekend that I've ever had. Let me just say, Jesus is just all right with me.
Good for you.
And I want to say congratulations to J-Man on beating Hellboy.
Yeah, way to go.
For one movie, right? Yeah.
That's as it should be.
You know, that's the power of Jesus. He had his, you know, he had his good opening, that he started to fall down a little bit, and then, just like in the Bible, he came right back with a killer weekend.
What is it, something like totally over $350 million? Is that what it is? It's
something.
An amazing
yeah.
number. On its way to 400. Wow.
Anybody else think it's interesting, Hellboy's number two? I mean, there were
a little strange.
There were a lot of other movies out there that opened this weekend, but Hellboy was number two. I'm here to tell you that God was not a big part of my weekend.
Mm-hmm.
His name was certainly mentioned, but I'm sorry to say that I didn't do all of the religious stuff this weekend.
Merry Christmas!
Would you stop
Hello.
That? Okay, stop it. First, I have to just tell you what a freaking nerd I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'll set the perfect scene for you. It's Saturday afternoon. It's 1 o'clock. It's sunny outside.
Beautiful day. Right.
Unlike it is now, it's sunny. It's about 65.
Beautiful day on Saturday.
Now, keep in mind, I'll just say, because I'm weird like this, I'll say, like you care, I did go out and do stuff earlier in the day.
Okay.
But it got to be 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon.
What are you doing all cooped up in your house?
Well, Mike, it's a little thing called NFL Europe.
Oh, God.
And I want to see the Rhine Fire play the Scottish Claymores.
Oh, yeah, I know you do.
So I
know. You've been following that for years.
And I've actually planned my Easter weekend around the fact that there's going to be one game on Saturday and one game on Sunday.
This is a man who was excited about the XFL, too.
I was. Right. Well, the first week I was.
Yeah,
and but this is, you know, this is a little
NFL Europe.
Closer to regular football. So, anyway, it's beautiful outside. I'm inside, and I turn on channel 212, the NFL Network.
Right.
And the music comes on. They go live from Cologne, Germany.
And I know you like the Claymores.
And then they lose, or wherever they're live from,
right.
they lose the audio. It's like you see the guy standing there with the microphone.
Well, see, that's why it's NFL Europe.
But you don't hear anything.
Huh.
This is where I get involved. That they go to commercial break. Right, the guys who had no audio, they go to commercials. The commercials come on, they sound great.
Mm-hmm.
When they go back, it's time to go back to the game, they just put a tape on of the Pro Bowl. Like, they've already given up because they couldn't get the microphones to work.
So it's so screwed up that they just popped in a videotape.
They pulled the plug.
Wow.
Well, I want to give, and in a way this will indict me as being a nerd, but in another way I want to give a shout out to a guy named Lee. And this guy was telling me that he was aware of a website you could go to get the numbers of control rooms for TV networks and for TV stations. For instance, he lives in Baltimore, and he said to me that Channel 2, the ABC station in Baltimore, a lot of times, if they're running something in high def on the network, that he will have to call the control room to tell the guy in the control room, this is in high definition, turn the button on.
Right.
Yeah. And apparently...
So they kick it over to high def because they're not... From the local affiliate, they're not sending out a high def signal.
It's right, literally a switch. And apparently, this is a big under... This guy Lee was telling me, it's a big underground thing that people who are into high definition TV, what they'll do is they all know the number. Channel 13, Channel 9, Channel 4. So as a viewer, you just call up and you say... Hey, turn on the HDTV.
I'm curious as to why the experts in these control rooms would be so daft that they would forget,
because
or there would be no indicator that they would be, would make them aware that it's a high-def signal.
There are so few people, I guess, that have high-definition TVs that care.
Yeah.
So anyway, here's my deal on this, that I'm watching this and there's nothing, and then they go to a repeat of the Pro Bowl, so I go up to the computer and I put in the thing that this guy gave me, and he's, I type NFL Network control room. Now I'm thinking, do I really want to be known? Because I know I'm going to tell everybody that.
Bad enough that you're in on a sunny day and sitting in your living room watching NFL Europe.
Do I want to be the guy? And it's obvious by the fact that I called and got right through. I'm the only guy that was watching. They call and pick up Ben Control.
And I say, hey. How are you?
I said, hi, this is Michael Sores. And I'm calling you from Washington, D.C., and I'm trying to enjoy NFL Europe. And I've noticed that you guys have lost the audio. And the guy said to me, yeah, there was a problem with the skip on that coming back from Cologne or Frankfurt, wherever it was. I said, yeah, but why did you put on the tape of the Pro Bowl? And the guy said to me, this is what I hear. He said, hold on just a second. And I swear to God, I hear the phone do this. Like he's dropped the phone.
Right.
So he leaves. And he comes back and he goes, and now he's picking up the phone and he goes, hello, sir, are you there? And I go, yeah, I'm still here. Where were you calling from?
I said, Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. How are you accessing NFL Network?
I said,
I'm watching it on channel 212.
DirecTV, yeah.
What are you seeing right now? I said, right now? Let me see. It's Warren Moon. No, I take it back. It's not Warren Moon. It's, what? I can't tell what year this Pro Bowl is. The quality of the tape is so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a second. And the guy says, all right, are you sure it's the Pro Bowl? I say, oh, no, hold on. No. That's Steve McNair. This is last year's Pro Bowl. This is from February. And the guy said, and you're getting that on, I said, on channel 212.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy says, okay, thank you.
He hangs up on you?
Hangs up the phone. Now, I go back to the TV, where I'm still watching the Pro Bowl.
Right.
And it's such a bad copy. It's like when you go on the streets of New York and you buy those bootleg copies of movies.
Grainy.
Yeah, this is how bad this is. So now I'm watching, and now they've taken the taped game off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking,
you think they took it off because of you?
This must be why they've done it. They go to commercials, they come back from commercials, and they put the game back on without audio.
Okay.
This is fine.
Mm-hmm.
However, they ran a crawl on the bottom of the screen saying, due to technical difficulties, we will not be able to bring you today's NFL Europe action. Please enjoy this replay of the 2004 Pro Bowl. So, keeping in mind that the game is on, even though there's no...
So they're running it without... Boy, are they screwed up or what?
There's no audio. They're running the game, but they're running a crawl on the bottom of the screen.
Setting you up for the fact that they're going to pull the whole plug on the game?
No, that they've run the crawl for the game fill-in that they had already
run. So in other words, they're running a crawl. There should be a Pro Bowl on when, in fact, they're running the live feed.
Yet they're running the crawl that says, because we screwed up the live feed, you're watching the Pro Bowl.
But you're not watching the Pro Bowl.
I'm watching the live feed that
they
have.
So when they had the Pro Bowl on, they didn't have a crawl explaining it.
So what do I do? What do I do? Because I am a nerd.
Call back.
I call back. I call back. I get the same guy. NFL Network, Control, Los Angeles. Studio. Said, hey, it's me. Again, the guy in D.C. Yeah, how are you doing, sir? I said, listen, I'm doing great. I'm enjoying the game now. I still don't see I don't hear the audio.
Mm-hmm.
I see the picture. I said, however, you're running a crawl on the bottom of the screen that indicates I'm watching the Pro Bowl. And again, I get, hold on. And then I hear him walk away. He comes back. And now because I'm the only guy in the world that's watching.
You're his viewer.
He says.
You're his one single viewer that's watching the game, right? in the nation.
He says, are you getting any audio now? And I said, hold on, I'll turn it up. So I turn the thing up, doon, 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 and I hear them go, Scotters, Clay Moore is all at 27 yards. And I say, hey, I'm getting it. That's great. And he says, thanks for your help. Thanks for watching. It's a tricky process, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. Well, do they at least agree to send you a tote bag?
Well, hold on. There's a follow-up to this. Because now the game is on. And now they're running it. And about 2 minutes after they fix the game, this is now 20 minutes after 1 o'clock, they run a crawl on the bottom of the screen the crawl on the bottom of the screen says...
Thank you to Mr.
No, no, it does not.
D-O-N-I.
No, it does not. The crawl on the bottom of the screen says, due to technical difficulties, we will not be able to broadcast today's NFL Europe game.
That's their broadcast.
However, please enjoy this replay of the 2004 Pro Bowl.
Did you call them again?
I called the third time.
Third time.
Oh, third time, because I am a loser! Well, I'm a loser!
But you had to love the interaction you were getting.
Yeah.
It had to feel enormously powerful.
I call up. Third time.
Hello, this is Benjamin Nerd.
Call up, you know.
This is Ward Cleaver.
You know, the guy goes, control. I said, hey, hi, it's me again. And now the guy's gone from being kind of friendly to being patronized. Now he's mad at me.
Oh, dear.
Now he says, what could I do for you now, sir? I said, nothing big. I said, I work in media. I you know, it's kind of my passion. I just noticed the crawl that's on the screen right now says that you're preempting the game. I said, just to run through what's happened thus far. You had no audio, then you went to a taped game, and when you went to the taped game, you ran something saying that the audio was out. Then you put the game back on, but you ran a crawl on the bottom that said you're watching another game. Then you got it fixed, and you ran a crawl saying that it wasn't fixed, and now you're running a crawl saying it's the Pro Bowl, and it was at that point that I really went, hello? Hello?
And he was gone.
Hello, and yes... He,
like the wind, he was gone.
He won. He.
Wow. But did the crawl go away?
Did what?
Did they take the crawl off, or did they keep it on for the whole game?
The crawl went away.
Crawl
went away.
You're a powerful man. You know why you're powerful?
Because I'm the only dummy watching that channel.
<That's it. laughs>
I know it, Mike. You don't have to. I have no illusions of grandeur here.
Mm-hmm.
That there is an audience for the NFL Network, and there is an audience for NFL Europe, and it's one guy.
You think they changed the number today?
It's me.
Change the phone number to the master control
room?
Uh-huh.
God,
it's amazing access, though, that you're able to call right through.
Well, you know, when I get home tonight, I'll go in my phone book and I'll get the numbers of all of the TV stations that I was forwarded to be told, no matter where I am, if ever there's a problem...
You can call directly.
You can call directly to the control room.
That's incredible access.
Anyway, that's how I spend most... And again... God not involved, Jesus not involved.
No.
In any regard there.
You didn't watch any of the Masters golf tournament Saturday?
Oh, did I? And do I have comments about that as well? First, if they make the movie, Hugh Grant is Phil Mickelson.
Can't believe you said that to me. You mentioned that to me in the office, and I was sitting watching the Masters with somebody who made the exact same comment,
wow,
that he looks like Hugh Grant.
I mean, even when, and Hugh Grant, like in Notting Hill, when he's at his most... British.
I think Phil Mickelson.
Moe, annoying most.
Both of them doughy men, but I believe Hugh Grant a little thinner. A little more in shape than Phil Mickelson.
I believe that Hugh Grant is Lou Ferrigno compared to Phil Mickelson.
Phil Mickelson, not one of your typical athletic bodies.
Well, you know what it is? It's like someone looking at Mike or myself and saying, whoa, are you guys in shape?
You know what?
The way they're talking about Mickelson.
We get out on a golf course and we wear the outfit, and they'd know that we were fat guys, but we would have a little bit more of an athletic build even than Phil. Phil's got that kind of, it doesn't look like he's ever picked up a weight.
Weakling.
But I'll tell you what else he has.
Oh, he's got a hottie wife.
The persona of being the lovable left-hander.
Yes. And he does have probably one of the hottest wives on tour.
And Mike, I asked you in the office about this. Ernie L's caddy, who was on a lot because Ernie Els was winning at the end.
Uh-huh. You mean Tom Jones?
Yeah. No, not... Tom Jones is really giving him way too much credit.
No, he just looked greasy.
He had
no shirt on.
He's a Goomba. He's got the Masters overalls on, but he's got them absolutely like a J-Lo dress. He's got it open...
And he's got the gold chain.
And he has big, gigantic, old man Terminator sunglasses
on. His little Masters overall, jumper, was so open when I first saw him that I thought he was wearing one of those flesh-colored T-shirts. And then when I realized, that's skin.
Yeah,
it looks ridiculous.
They make such
a big deal about the Masters being traditional, and they won't let Gary McCord make a comment about the greens are as fast as if they were bikini wax. They throw him off the top. But meanwhile, you got a guy that's practically going topless.
Mm-hmm. I know. So I watched him, and then we watched what's his name, Mickelson win. Watched Hugh Grant win, but.
Great golf tournament. They come once every 5 years or so. You get a good one like
that. The funniest part was the our girl, Nancy.
Boy, Nancy, who was just in was full she, Nance mode.
She must have gone through, I don't know how many pairs of panties Nancy went through yesterday.
What a day it's been, Butler Kevin.
I want to tell you.
Azaleas.
Ladies and gentlemen, friends, Jim Nance here with you. Oh, and listen to this. This is Nancy's. And we're gonna,
I had an accident.
We're going to get him on this week because we got to yell at him. Here's his opening. Because you know Jim Nance, CBS, you've heard him on the show millions of times.
Arnie.
He hates anything that even comes near controversy.
Oh, yes.
So, he's starting off the show yesterday, the Masters, and it's Easter Sunday.
Now, that's his. I know he loves football and he does it, but golf is his. I mean, the Masters is his deal. He loves it because he's a big golfer. I think he was a roommate of maybe Freddie Couples.
Yeah. So here's what he says. Hey, everybody. Happy holiday to you. Like, he's afraid to say Happy Easter.
Right,
because
right.
What? Because you're going to offend somebody who celebrates Kwanzaa?
It was so funny because they moved, I guess because of rain, they moved everyone's tea time up an hour.
Yeah, moved the whole thing, which was a brilliant strategical move on their part.
Nance was really beside himself when it began.
Right.
Like, I'm here, Lanny. What do you think? Is it great? Are we having fun? It's wonderful. Happy holiday.
the majesty that is...
The tall pines of Augusta, the azaleas, happy holiday.
And I noticed this as well with Nance, that he obviously has a bunch of stories ready and a bunch of cards, and he expects people to give him cards. I'll give you two good examples that I caught.
Give him cards.
No, hold on. Hear me out on this.
Okay.
Because now here's how the commentary is going. Now, I'm not seeing him. He goes, there's Ernie Els. Of course, when he was a youngster in South Africa, he had a green jacket. Yeah, on the 7, 4 behind, coming up now, approaching it, a little left to right. The green jacket, which comes from the Spiewak Academy, 1492, given to the finest player every year. Not actually a green jacket, more of a turquoise/green, but nevertheless won by Ernie Els. So right away I know, this is something he's being fed.
The history. Yeah.
And then I get the best one is after, when Mickelson wins. And I thought it was nice that they had a camera on Mickelson and his kids.
Yeah.
And he was saying to his kid, who obviously doesn't speak English, like a little,
right.
little baby, he was just saying to her, do you believe Daddy won?
I know.
Which is great because...
It was great. I mean, you know, the guy, what a way to get off the schneid.
Pretty real.
You know, he was... Awesome, surprised. Awesome golf tournament.
He was surprised that
it's
he
nice
won.
It's nice to see a guy win when everybody wants him to win. That's very cool.
While they're showing this shot, and the announcers are being reverent, they're not saying anything, Jim Nance says, in that golf-like, whispery way, he says, there, of course, Phil Mickelson... with his wonderful family around him celebrating this. We can only imagine with his family what this has been like these many times with his family. His wonderful, he loves his family. How many times this has happened? His family, his wife, Julie, his son, Zachary, his other son, Cody, and his song, Pharmaceutical. And his son, Pharmaceutical. All of a sudden, he's got the name. Right. He's got the bio.
Yeah, yeah.
And it,
he's prepared, Don.
And it's obvious.
He's a prepared broadcaster.
So here's what I picture, because we've seen Jim Nance work. Here's what I picture.
Zachariah.
It's like he says something about the family.
Right.
His beautiful family. And then he looks to the guy like, where's the card with the information for the family? And meanwhile, he's filling, and he just keeps saying over and over
again. Beautiful family. I'm trying to get the family information.
Right.
If we can slide the family in here, please.
His family means so much to him. His family, when he took time off.
Let's see if we can get another close-up on Mrs. Mickelson, please.
Ah, yes, there she is. That of course, is Joni. And, of course, Zachariah and Cody and young Wyoming up front all saying hi to their daddy on this
special family moments.
And now I'm going to go to Butler Cabin and be inappropriately touched by Hootie. I want to say, Mr. Hootie, it's great being in Butler Cabin. I now understand.
I'm a big fan of your music. I love you. Where are your blowfish?
I understand why they call it Butler Cabin.
There you go. Here we are in Butler Cabin.
Hi, Jim Nance. Friends, Jim Nance being sexually attacked from Butler Cabin.
From Butler Cabin. Help me, Hootie. Hootie has me against my will here in Butler Cabin. It's hysterical. It really was. What a great tournament. That was fun. Fun to watch.
Jim Nance and Butler Cabin. I know
Butler Cabin.
We don't have video right now. Ernie Els forcing himself on me as we speak.
Jim Nance, I'm here trying to get the index cards. I'm being held against my will. Lanny's here.
Ernie Els,
Phil, and Arnie, the Army, Antlers, getting to know Dick Enberg, and the Eisenhower Pine.
Sergio Garcia's watching, and oh my God, Ernie Els, what are you going to do with that apple core? Did you see when Ernie Els are just eating an apple?
Yeah,
Mr. Cool?
Yeah, Mr. Cool, and then Mr. Bad Sport, just for a minute. You know, they caught him. That's
just
why the camera doesn't lie. For a nanosecond, you know, golf is the game of sportsmanship, but just for a minute, you saw the real Ernie Els, which total, you know, I mean, not obviously if you're in that competition, you're not going to be happy for the guy winning.
Right.
But he really showed it. You know, when he kind of jabbed at the ball that was in the hole and, you know, flipped it up with his putter. He's not, I don't like him anyway.
I don't often do a request, but Mike, could you do a little Ernie Els?
Well, you know, I was watching the Masters yesterday, and I do not like Ernie Els. And especially when he's, you know, when everybody's rooting for the American to win. I, you know, and I'm sitting, Ernie Els, there we go, I meet the putter. That's what he's the credit that he can get. With that, whatever that South African thing is.
He doesn't like that. He's like, I'm Ronnie Mathis, here away.
No, but you hear it, it's like,
in the diamond mine.
It's a great, great chance for the liberty to every. And I mean, that's not an impression of Ernie Els. It's my South African thick tongue thing. Did we go to the liberty? That's what Rob requested, because Rob's heard me do that before. My name is Ernie Els. You know, and I don't like Ernie Els. Ernie Els is one of those guys that when he wins, if he wins, he looks the same way as he does if he loses. He's just got that same.
Well, at least that guy with the crazy backward bicycle hat wasn't Jason. What's his name? I hate that guy.
Which guy? Huh?
What's his name?
Jesper Parnevik.
Oh, Jesper Parnevik.
Yeah.
You don't like the Swede.
P.U.
You don't like the cutting edge fashions of the goofy wacky Swede.
Am I the only one that thinks this?
Am I the only one?
Am I the only one that thinks this should be an All American tournament?
Oh, it's very much an international tournament, Don.
Right.
Very much so. You can't break that tradition. They come from all over, Don, all including right, the amateurs, much. Including the amateurs in the British.
No, gonna bring it up with the FCC, Mike.
This is the deal. Don, I want to play in the tournament. Let me play in the tournament. There we go.
We got a break. I've not even told you about the
week. We got a break?
First, here's Adam, who says he was in Las Vegas at the guy's bet yesterday. He's gone.
I think I'll eat an apple.
Here's a guy, Jim, says he was at the Masters. Jim?
Hey, Don. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great. Thank you, Jim.
Hey, Mike. I was down at the Masters yesterday, and the bad thing was... Poor Mike Weir had to carry his own bag out to the driving range. They kind of relegated him to his own little corner while everybody else was practicing.
Mike Weir?
Yeah.
Well, where was his caddy?
He wasn't there. He didn't make the cut.
Just couldn't make it on time.
Oh, so he didn't make the cut, so he was just there practicing on his own, I guess.
His caddy showed up with
his
pants.
Mike Weir didn't make the cut.
Well, Mike Weir's last year's champion.
Right.
And a Canadian, Don, I hate to tell you.
Don't tell me, Mike. Ask me his code name. Mike Weir. He's not Mike Weir.
Mike Weir.
Mike Weir. Mike Weir. All right, thank you.
Thanks, man.
See ya. Bye-bye. Well, you should be happy. There you go. We spent about 10 minutes talking about golf.
Yeah, well, we should, because you don't get a tournament like that very often. That was a very, very special sporting event.
Let me just say, thank God that guy, Hootie and the Blowfish, thank God that he hates women and hates blacks.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you why I say that. Because there are no commercials on the Masters now.
Right.
And because this guy hates women and hates blacks so much... There are no commercials. I'm thinking to myself, if we get more people who hate women and hate blacks in charge of television...
You mean so all sporting events
I'm
should be controlled?
I'm watching a lot more.
So you think that if all sporting events are controlled by bigots, that we will have commercial-free sporting events forever?
Yeah, well, look...
Not sure whether it would work that way.
Look what Hootie's done.
Yes.
Look at, he hates women, and listen... Whatever they say about Vijay Singh and Tiger Woods, don't you know
right.
that in his back in his office, he'll, you know,
Well, I'll let one or two of them in. But I tell you what.
We're just trying to make them. We don't understand this. Would you fix me a mint julep, please?
The day that Mr. Charles Barkley thinks he'll be walking not on down Amen the, Corner.
He won't come down the Magnolia Line driveway.
I'll tell you how I would accept that young man, David Robinson from San Antonio.
Yes, well, he's so well-spoken, of course, he could join the tournament. But also, get that woman. Is she going to be protesting again? Well, you know what? I'll buy all the advertising stuff myself, and we won't have a commercial on the mess.
At CBS, it's Hootie here. I know that we've made a lot of changes this year. May I ask that we not show Tiger Woods in the same shot with his white girlfriend?
Yeah, please do not do
that. Is that too much to ask?
My name is Hootie, and that is the way we are going to do things from now on.
But because Hootie hates blacks and women,
that's what I hear.
Man, no commercials during a sport.
Commercial free. Well, then if we're going to jeopardize the sponsors by being associated with this here tournament, what I choose to do is eliminate commercials altogether.
There we go. And isn't he the kind of guy that ought to have like one of those all white suits and little string ties?
Right. Well, welcome to Augusta, Georgia.
The Colonel. Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Woods.
Well, very nice to see you.
Well, look at Tiger. How long has it been since you've wanted this course, boy?
I say no commercials. My name is Hootie Johnson. There we are. What do you mean a woman wants to be a member? Well, I say, son.
Listen, here's the way I've set it up. Tiger is okay. Because he's light. But Vijay, he's dark. That's it for the colors. Now, how many Chinamen we got?
I know we got
LL Cool Joy, who's
AJ Choi.
Who's in third place. I'm all right with that.
Oh, my God, he hit an eagle. He hit a 5-iron, and it went right in the hole. That's that incredible Japanese fellow.
Can you imagine that he sit around and they come in and go, who do we got some... Well, what's the bad? Well, just tell me. You're among friends. Tell me.
I would like a dossier on all of the contestants' ethnicity.
Oh, my God. The Asian is in the lead.
Oh, my. What are we going to do? Emergency meeting. Mother. Let's have it down at the cabin.
Mother. Mother, meet me at the cabin. Mother.
Mother, we got some serious problems here at Augusta.
This is a worse crisis than when the Negro won.
Hello, this is Hootie Johnson. Well, then there won't be any commercials.
And so there.
Because here I'm king.
And he is, and man, do they kiss his ass.
Oh, and he's apparently very, very demanding.
Apparently.
Jim Nance.
From everything I've read.
Butler Cabin here with Hootie. Hootie having his way with me repeatedly. Likes me saying that.
Lots of cross. This is serious. Serious, that is. Here we are, yes, sir. We're so dignified and traditional and all. You know, we don't like any of the newfangled ideas.
And meanwhile, hey, ass, how come you have those guys wearing jackets that look like Monty Hall wore them on Let's Make a Deal?
Well, Mr. Geronimo, I don't believe you are questioning the tradition of the green jacket.
Hey, ass.
Yes?
How come?
Please call me Hootie.
Hey, Hootie, ass. After the guys win,
Hootie,
how come you take them up to that deliverance cabin?
Yeah.
Why don't you just have a nice little, like, press
meeting? I can explain that to you, Don. You see, it's all well and good to have all the winners displayed in front of the public, the great unwashed, as I like to call them. But, of course, each and every Masters winner requires, how shall we say, a little private time with some of the more choice members of Augusta, don't you know?
Imagine that. You get them all in there.
I say.
All right, now, do we have our former champions here?
All right, now, it's time for the ceremonial spanking.
Now, Tiger, Mark O'Mara, Mark Weir, would you all be so kind as to drop your trousers?
Here's the ceremony. And all Masters champions know this. Of course, this is not revealed to the public.
And now let's welcome him in. You might not recognize him totally J-Bud naked, but here is Phil Mickelson, your Masters champion this year. Come on, Phil, now, Phil, don't squeal around like a little girl,
oh,
Phil.
Congratulations, Phil. I must have you back to the plantation for barbecue and a deviant bedroom play.
We'll be right back. We got it. We'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
At WRC, Joel A. Spivak speaking. Alex Trebek is our guest, the host of Jeopardy and a couple of other
classic concentration on NBC.
I'm sorry, I've never seen that one, Alex. But you're in my house every night with Jeopardy.
Good.
Michael's in his car. Michael, you're on WRC with Alex Trebek.
Hi, good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Michael.
I'm going to have to forgive you if my car phone breaks up here. I'm driving along 270, but I want to tell you I'm a big fan of the show.
Good.
And I want to say congratulations to you and your wife.
Thank you.
On the little one. And I want to tell you also, I really enjoyed the interview with Don and Mike this morning. Great, fabulous.
Mm-hmm. And that's why you're calling. Michael.
Hello.
Goodbye. Charles in Arlington, you're on WRC.
Hi, Joel. I wanted to ask Alex, first I love the show, and I've been waiting a while. I wanted to ask Alex, how much does it cost to produce an one episode of Jeopardy?
All right, good question. Hang up and listen. How much does it cost to put one of those things on the air?
I'm not sure.
Fred in Alexandria, you're on WRC with Alex.
Hello?
Go ahead, Fred.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Fred. Hello? Fred is having a little problem there, which I hope he'll straighten out.
The Morning Zoo. Mike Show.
Hi, everyone. This is Alex Trebek. Listening to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara is really putting yourself in jeopardy. So I never do it.
Okay, but what about the real Jeopardy guy?
Hi, this is Art Fleming, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
But then we said Art Fleming. Come on. Give us one like you mean it.
This is Art Fleming asking, Don Geronimo, is that a made-up name or
not? Yes, of course.
And Mike O'Mara, the name is spelled O-M-E-A-R-A, Mike O'Mara. They're a couple of losers. Hey, listen to them anyway.
There you go. Surreal guy right there.
Yeah.
How you like eating the dirt, Art?
Working delightfully non-bleu, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Non-bleu. 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 Saturday night. Again, this has nothing to do with Easter.
Nothing with God.
Nothing at all to do with Easter.
Oh, incidentally, how did they spend Easter morning?
How did you spend it?
But the guys came over to fix our bathroom. I'm going to tell you something.
Did you go to church?
No, I did not. These guys, you know, I know the big thing is he is risen. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I'm convinced Jesus is going under the name Kirk. Because Kirk is the guy that's in charge of our bathroom renovations.
Uh-huh.
And
Carpenter?
Yeah. Yeah, right,
Carpenter, Buzz.
Absolutely. So they were over.
Is he a Jewish carpenter?
In my house? You know, I don't know, Mike. I would have to...
Just, I mean, if you want to make it accurate.
All right. Of course, Rob has had me size him up many times, and I can't tell.
They worked on Easter Sunday in your house?
You bet they did.
That's incredible.
You bet they did. And it's a good thing because we needed...
Triple overtime.
We needed the sounds, the cutting, the dropping of tiles to wake us up because we had one hell of a Saturday night. Here's where I'm at. We went out with Buzz and Marsha.
Right.
And Frida, here's the thing. Since Frida's been working again.
Yes.
She's got this bug in her head, and I'm cool with it, that she likes going out downtown.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't like I like the suppers. Mm-hmm. I like...
Well, when we're at a Walmart out in the suburbs all day, it's nice to, you know, I think, experience some of the cosmopolitan inner-city lifestyle.
Oh, you mean when she's working at Walmart.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, when she gets done doing the greeting.
Right.
What better way to, you know, to really just remind yourself that there are sophisticated people out there.
Didn't it feel to you like being in Sex and the City? Well, I kept saying that to Buzz over and over on Saturday night because I know this is Frida's dream and her thing. She says to me... And first, it's a compliment for Buzz and Marcia. Uh-huh. She said, I guess earlier in the week, she said, Saturday night, we're going to go out to dinner. We're going to find someplace by where I work, where she works down in Georgetown. Uh-huh. She said, we're going to find a real new, trendy place. It's getting great reviews, very hard to get into. She said, oh, gosh, who can we? Oh, I know. Buzz and Marcia are cool. Mm-hmm. We'll ask Buzz and Marcia.
Very nice. Yeah, they're right? Cosmopolitan people.
Because they're the cool couple, right? They got no kids.
Uh-huh.
They, you know, they're free love. You know, they experiment constantly.
They were hippies in the day. We celebrate Easter without the fertility part.
Yes, you do. So we get down to this bar.
Right.
And we start to have drinks before dinner. And
is everybody wearing black in the bar?
No, thankfully the people were dressed normally.
Okay, all right.
And we were dressed normally, yeah. But I pulled Buzz aside at
no
one point.
No Cirque du Soleil characters.
And I said,
not even me.
I said, you have to understand where Frida's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Frida right now is living in this fantasy world where she drives down to Georgetown and she goes to work, and then she loves the fact that we come down there and meet her. You know, Georgetown, if you don't, I'm sure you have an area like this in your city. It's where all the tourists go. It's where all the stores. You know, if you're going to buy something down there, if you're going to go to the Gap
right. In
Georgetown, you're going to pay like four times the regular amount for a pair of jeans.
Right.
Because you're buying it from the Gap in Georgetown.
Right. It's trendy.
It's one of those deals. Mm-hmm. And I know that she thinks it's very Sex and the City-ish. That we will meet our friends, our, as she's called them, our cosmopolitan friends. Mm-hmm. We'll meet our Ed Rama.
And drink cosmopolitan.
I guess that means you and Carrie would be our
Neapolitan.
So we get down there and we have
like the ice cream. Yes,
exactly.
Right. We have the drinks, which are nice,
uh-huh.
And then we go to the restaurant, which Frida has told us repeatedly is how hard it is to get in. And,
right.
And you know, we walk in and nobody there. But the guy lays a rap on us saying that it's going to get real crowded as soon as the sun goes down.
You would find anomaly. That this restaurant, people will dine at midnight.
And we had a very nice dinner,
yeah, we did.
And drinks and good conversation. And the evening for me unraveled. Mike, we were down on Wisconsin Avenue by M. We were very close to that hill where you and I got chased that Halloween by the guy wearing the gigantic McDonald's
coming
French fries outfit.
From the old Bayou Club, mm-hmm. when we hosted a Halloween party.
Right. Yeah. Well, do you remember the name of that dildo shop? Is it the Pleasure
Chest?
The Pleasure
Chest. It used to be.
And
now,
they've got a different name on it
the
now,
chain
right?
has folded, and now that shop independently is known as the Pleasure Place.
The Pleasure Place,
yes.
Right.
As it turns out, the place we had dinner was two doors away.
Okay.
So we walk out of the restaurant, and Frida says, and because Frida is there with Marcia.
You were near one of my favorite Italian restaurants if you were there.
Of course, and that is?
I don't remember the name of it.
And because Frida's there with Marcia.
They serve the Sambuca and the big decanters.
Oh. There's already been lesbian talk at the table, which incidentally, I noticed.
But there is always that dynamic when you guys get them together.
But it was instigated by my wife this time.
Right off the bat.
Yeah, right off the bat. Mm-hmm. Something like...
Well, doesn't that go back and forth? Doesn't that go between Marcia and Frida? I mean, they both instigated.
She said how she and Marcia might get a place, you know, in the city, in Georgetown, because they liked hanging out there, and I like the city too, but I just don't see it as practical, you know, mm-hmm. working out here as we do. And Don just plain doesn't want to live in the midst of all that mess.
You're a practical Kansan.
Yes, yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just a hermit. I don't like being with other people.
So they don't like crowds.
They hugged and kissed and talked about getting a place together in Georgetown. That's how the evening started.
That's not an exaggeration. So now we're done with dinner, and we walk out, and Frida says, the dildo store. Let's go in. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to say something. That I do a radio show, and even though now we don't do as much sex stuff as we used to,
right.
I've always done a show.
Mm-hmm.
In real life, and this place, this particular garbage pail, has been in business for over 25 years.
It's got an interesting clientele.
And I know that even before I was married to Frida, there would be times that back when we dated, we'd be down in Georgetown, and we would walk in there, and I would get Oogie walking in there anyway.
Yeah, well, I mean, no matter who's in there to have fun and be goofy, there's always your
share of creeps. I mean, and serious shoppers.
Yeah, it's not like, and it's not like going in a soft core place. I mean,
no,
this place is
nasty in your face.
Besides the cat of nine tails, which I can deal with.
Cat of nine tails.
Oh, it should be cat o' nine tails.
And Captain of Crunch.
And all of the leather goods and everything. I'm fine with that until I look at the gigantic wall dildos, and I just said, I'm really, really not comfortable in here. Mm-hmm. And then Frida said, as we walked over by the vibrator section for women,
yes,
she said, I want to find the one that's called the dolphin. And she said, because you like dolphins. She says this to me. She says, you like dolphins.
You know how you love dolphins.
I said, I like dolphins, like watching them in the ocean. And meanwhile, the names for these products, she's saying, no, hold on, there's the elephant. That's not what I want. There's
the bulldog.
There's the rhinoceros.
Bulldog's still in business?
Bulldog.
I imagine, but not in this section.
One of the men's ones. We were in the female section.
Oh.
And they all had weird animal names.
Do they still have the back room?
Yes, they do. And as
matter of really big stuff.
When I walked in, Frida and Marsha walked in before Buzz and I. And what did I say? As soon as we walked in, I said, oh, Christ. Frida's already taken her directly to the back room.
The back room where they have the really amazing size.
Straight to
ones.
The back.
That's where you get like the Pulp Fiction GIMP stuff.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of leather and supersized vibrators.
Now, you know,
supersize it.
There's a portion of the store that I like that's like a dirtier Spencer Gifts.
Right.
Where you can find the stuff at Spencer Gifts that doesn't go all the way.
Yeah, right. You can get the cards and stuff like that. Right? Like
the wacky novelty gifts.
Sure.
But it's at one point when you're standing there looking at, and maybe, and I'm not being overly dramatic when I say 120 different size, shape, and colors appendages all against a wall, all of them with provocative names that have something to do with the child's rhyme, Ding Dong. I just noticed, I can't remember which word it was, it was ding or dong.
Uh-huh. Right.
One of those words was used an awful lot, and the guys that were working there, and I say that liberally because they may have been women, I really can't tell.
Any piercings on the people working there?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. No surprise there.
And they sized me up right away. Now, my wife can pull it off. She walks in there. She's fine. Marsha, Buzz's wife, she's fine. Buzz walks in. He's fine. I walk in. It's like the cootie alarm goes off. That I don't even have to say anything. And they know, I'm uncomfortable. And I hear Frida from all the way across the store go, hey, come here. I want you to see something over here. And I come over and I go, is it bad enough that I'm in here? You like gotta draw attention to us. And then
when you walk in there, you want to get out of there as soon as possible.
She says as loud as she can, it's the Catholic in him coming out. It's the Catholic coming out.
We had drinks with dinner.
And what I'm wanting you to scream is, it's not the Catholic.
Can we go? Can we go?
It's not the...
No. I got hiccups.
No, she wasn't that bad.
No.
15. Inhibition. Can we lie? Can we fill in 15?
Slightly.
No,
lower.
All right. All right. I don't even remember what it was.
But she was way up there. And she started very loudly saying, it's just because of the Catholics. And I noticed people looking at me, and it was at that moment that I thought, oh, screw it. I can't handle this. I'm going to run away from the sex store and just go outside and wait.
She had questions for me as well. She found the dolphin item she was looking for, and she was asking me how I thought it worked, and I ventured
and
a guess.
Good, and you're good at that. I mean, normally, you can handle that. You're calm about it.
Normally, but I let her down because I ventured my guess as to how it worked, and I guess she did some more studying, quite extensive studying. And
found it to be an error?
It worked, a different way entirely.
Oh, hold on, Buzz. Perhaps this is the lovely. The bride of the year checking in. Hello.
I had one glass of wine with dinner.
Is this the contest winner?
Yelling anything.
Now, honey, when you said that thing about it's the Catholic in you, really, you said it though with so much volume that people really.
Because you want to whisper in there. You want to whisper and run away. I don't know what you're afraid of. What's going to happen to you?
That's another thing I said to her all the time. I said, shh, 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 quiet.
Because that's the kind of a store where I think if you walk into a store like that, you want to say, excuse me, where do you put this?
We go in and I said, right. I go, shh, I can hear you. Shh, quiet.
Excuse me, do you work here? Can I ask you a question? Where does that go?
Oh, thank you. Wow. And you only, you're right.
Only the guilty whisper.
You only had one drink.
That's true.
One gigantic 64-ounce glass of wine.
Excuse me, I had one glass of wine, and before dinner I had one cocktail, and someone at our table, I won't name names, but he has unnaturally dark hair, had a couple of...
Yes,
and another man who was raised and crippled by the Catholic Church had a double. And so I was the least...
You bet your ass.
Yeah, I'm the least drinky. I mean, anybody.
Hey, but I'll say this, that at one point of the evening, we were all, before dinner arrived, we had all had enough to drink that we were analyzing Buzz's hair, whether he dyes his hair or not.
Did you get a good look? So you were right there next to him.
To the point where Buzz was putting his head in the middle of the table and pulling at it and saying...
You know, the gray hair?
Saying, look at... And this is also... just I found this unpleasant. When Buzz said, go ahead. Touch it.
Well, I wasn't talking to you.
Tug on it. Well, I don't know.
Well, what was your conclusion and what was your wife's conclusion?
My conclusion was...
I didn't see gray hair. What about you, baby?
He had no roots, which would lend credence to his story, but I advised him to put a little gray in there to make it look more natural.
He wants me to put some in.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's I wouldn't say anything bad about it.
No, except that nor was I.
I was uncomfortable in that sex store.
Well, you know, and Buzz, I didn't tell you this, because what I was thinking, if you don't have gray in it, when Buzz was in school, it was a private school, and you'd see these people that the dad was on, you know, wife number three.
Uh-huh.
So the dad would be in the 60s range.
Right.
And of the young kids, and they always had the dark hair like you do, and it looked...
Oh, honey.
Look natural.
Honey, hold on. Here's the other great lie that Buzz had at dinner that night. And I don't...
Well, the other tall one he told.
Here's the thing. We're all busting balls about Buzz's hair.
Right.
And Buzz says, well, I take it back. Oh, boy, she could be pissed at me. It was your wife.
Go ahead.
Remember when she said, well, what about Ronald Reagan?
Thanks. To help me out, apparently. she cited Ronald Reagan as an example. She said, for a long time, people thought he dyed his hair. And we all said... Well, he did.
Everybody said it at the same time. Yeah.
Of course he did.
And I guess
so
it was
thanks
Marshall.
For that help.
Well, tell her that I was just telling Mike, I had a great time with Marsha on Saturday night.
We did have a great time, and thank you for dinner. That was great.
It was a good combination.
And it was fun, even if it was in the city, darling, and I don't...
Oh, we could have.
Jessica Parker. I'd like to try new places.
And Frieda, let me tell you this, too. I thought Don did an admirable job of staying in the shop just as long as he could. He really stayed in there longer than I expected him to. And the moment that I knew that, you know, time was up, that he could stay in there no longer, I ran, you know, to the back of the store where Marsha was and got her and brought her back forward so we could all then depart.
Excuse me. If you work here, is
can
that
we
blood?
Have a therapist call in and tell us what the problem? I mean, I didn't buy anything.
What was that, honey?
I'd like a therapist to call in and say why you are so incredibly uncomfortable.
Again, it's like the ABCs. I mean, first off... Think back to before we were married, and I'm talking like now 24, 25 years ago, when we would be down there, and we'd be out having drinks when we were dating, and we'd go in there. I didn't like going in there when I was on my best behavior trying to prove to you that I was a good guy.
Right.
I didn't like going into that place. I'm telling you, that place is spooky. Creepy.
That's a good word for it.
It really is. It's skeezy.
Excuse me.
What's wrong with you? Because you know, you're not the most moral. It's not like I'm out with the preacher.
I know. It's just I don't like going to the place that's got all the rejects from Tower Records, you know, working behind all the guys that are too tatted up and have too many piercings for Tower.
Excuse me. If that goes there, when you're done with it, how does one retrieve it?
And frankly...
Those are the kind of people I expect. In fact, I even want those kind of people there. I don't want a guy, like, in a tie and a lab coat.
You wouldn't want to have a nerd Nick there, you know.
Hi, how are you?
Mike, let me... You know, a guy that was, like, normal, that would freak me out.
If I wanted to buy that stuff, one word for you, internet.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I ain't going to go...
Hey, you know, I'm with you on that particular one. I don't like going to that place either.
And the other thing about Frieda, and honey, you can say you were drunk or not. I don't think you...
I got to take up.
I don't think you were drunk, but you were very happy. And you get that way when we walk in the store and you said, real loud, you know my wife's got a loud voice, she's real loud, oh, look at all this stuff,
Come here, look at all this stuff.
You are so
like walking in the room saying to everybody immediately, look at us.
Excuse me, Elvira, does this need C or D batteries?
There was I don't sound like that.
Yeah, you do.
You want to whisper, and that is, we're not in the Library of Congress, but there was a whole product line of a gadget that I had no knowledge of previous to walking in there. I mean,
that's great. Get yourself an internet, buy whatever you want, but don't bring me into the store when you want to.
It would be a waste of money to buy it with you because you
why?
Would not, you know, it would be me alone.
Well, you know, if you ever want to go in there, I heard a rumor that if you ever want to go into that place and buy something and you just tell them you don't want to, let anybody know you've been in there, and the people that work there will give you an airtight alibi. Thank you.
Airtight. All right, darling. That's it. Other than that, we had a good weekend, right? We watched The Sopranos. We didn't think it was that great last night.
We had a good weekend because you went out with me on Saturday, and then Sunday we did what you like to do.
Nothing. Oh, and Sunday. God, was I just... I love it. I love a day like Sunday. Mm-hmm. I told you... I'm not proud of this, but I'll mention this. I didn't go to church. I didn't, I think I only mentioned his name once or twice when something went wrong.
I asked you to go see The Passion with me.
I got no time for that. I wanted to watch the Masters. I played yesterday, I think. They've got a thing where you can count. I think I played maybe 8 full games of Madden yesterday.
Oh, really? On the that's one of those vegetation days. Yeah.
Right. And every time that Frida walked by, I know that she just thought I was out of my mind because it's Easter Sunday, and she kept saying, "Aren't you bored? Aren't you bored? Don't you want to do something?"
I was hoping you were bored.
I said, "No, I'm having the time of my life in here."
Mm. Well, then you I think you were entitled to a day of rest after. You know, having that cosmopolitan evening at the trendy restaurant and then at the Pleasure Palace, which is a convenient place. Uh-huh. It has 3 entrances. Convenient to everybody.
One entrance should be permanently closed. just in my opinion,
right.
There's one entrance that really, I mean, no matter how they try to fix that road, that's never going to be a good road. You can even bring Marge Schott in to talk about it. That's a road you ain't going to be able to fix. And I don't know. Robbie, I don't know about a fire accident. I don't know about that either.
Oh, my God.
But I do know that Buzz and Marcia, as always, you're fun to go out and...
so are you guys.
And chat with. And, you know, sorry that we took so many years off. But you understand, Buzz. Well, you're barren.
Yes.
You and Marcia are barren, as I enjoy pointing out.
Yeah.
You know, they can't have children.
We didn't see you for about 18 years, but now you're back again.
Now that the boy is gone.
Yeah, now you're the trendy couple.
Right. That's right.
Welcome back.
As Frida said, there are cool friends.
Cool friends.
She said, we've got Buzz and Marcia are our cool friends.
That's great. That's
cool. Okay.
They are cool people.
I'm looking at him right now going, if you're my cool friend, I am a nerd.
I'm sorry. That's the best you can do. Well, you kind of established that calling the control room. All tied up in a neat little bow.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. How's the restaurant?
Buzz came in on Sunday. I didn't see him, but he came by for breakfast.
Buzz Around Cafe.
Buzz was making the rounds. I mean, went out with you on Saturday night, went to my restaurant on Sunday, and said he had a good time, right?
With John and Kelly Norman, some other friends of ours, Craig and Cheryl, and went to the restaurant. Food was great. The mm-hmm. service was great. We had a very nice time.
Wait. Nothing about your restaurant, Mike. I'm happy that the Buzz went there.
Right.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Yes, Look Around Cafe. Let me just get this straight, though. Well, what time did we leave you on Saturday? Well, what day? It had to be going on midnight.
10:30. Well, there you go. Yeah.
11. And yeah. What time did you see the first new people on Sunday?
About 11:30. We waited a whole 12 hours.
Dead to me. Jealousy. Hey, jealousy.
Does this mean I'm no longer cool?
Yeah. Now I know what happened. Yeah. You finish dyeing your eggs,
uh-huh.
and you dye your hair. Yeah. All right, then out to eat with the other people that you really like.
Sure.
That's what happened. Well, we got a break, everybody.
Thank you. I want to see
the Don and Mike Show.
Your sister, on the other hand, gave herself a lot of options, such as Bowdoin, Holy Cross, Georgetown.
You know that Georgetown is a total reach for me.
Oh, please, they'd be crazy not to want you.
If I can get in there, that means I probably can get into Berkeley.
Over my dead body.
There are more Nobel Prize winners in the San Francisco Bay Area than anywhere on the planet.
Nobel Prize for what? Back in fudge?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right. Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now, even moister, the Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. The guy from Las Vegas, who we had on the show Friday, the Double or Nothing guy.
The gambling Brit.
The British guy, yeah.
They're over this guy like flies on Pam Anderson's panties. They're over. Who's got him now? CNN?
He's on CNN right now.
We had him first.
Anyway. Well, we might not have had him first, but we had him.
Yeah. No, we were his first national radio interview.
That's great. And then now, of course, because he won, and America loves a winner.
That's right.
But he wants to talk to him.
We lose him. But, Rob, you going to try him again in a second here?
Yeah,
okay. Outstanding. So we get the Vegas guy on the show. You know, Frieda and I mentioned a second ago, Mike just said he didn't see The Sopranos last night.
Mm.
Not a great one. Not a great one.
Because the previous week was fantastic.
At least I thought not a great one.
No violence?
Well,
there was a mentor.
There was a beating up.
Uh-huh. Okay.
There was a beating up.
A beating. For my money, there's not a...
Steve Buscemi beat up the Korean guy.
Well, you know, for my money, if there's not a murder, what's the point? I'm not watching.
And there was a lot of sexy Carmella.
Oh, really?
Yes. Which...
Carm?
Yeah, there was one scene...
That sounds a little redundant.
I'm going to have to go to the TiVo, though, because there was one scene when she went up to go take a leak and... She's naked, standing right in the doorway.
Really?
Did you body double on that?
No, I think that's her body.
Yeah. It was a close call, I think, because I do think they did some Hollywood magic when Dr. Melfi did her nude scene.
Really?
Yeah. That I agree with. Yeah. We've seen
that did not look like her.
Mm-hmm. But there was an awful lot of Carm and a lot of... there was one great scene, Mike.
There was a body double, though. I read that. Another
with
article
Melfi,
about
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with Dr. Melfi. Right. The body double was Dennis Franz.
There was one great scene where she's in bed right after she's done it with this teacher,
mm-hmm.
and she can't get the image of Tony out of her mind.
Oh dear!
And she keeps looking at a picture of Tony on the bureau of Tony with AJ.
Smiling.
And it's obviously a real picture of James Gandolfini as Tony Soprano from about 4 years ago.
Thank you.
So he's got, he's less fat.
Right.
And he's got more hair.
Isn't this the fattest that he's been here?
He's almost getting up to where Bobby, what's
Bobby Bacala.
Bobby Bacala.
Yeah.
Anyway, not that great, but I think it's one, they call it one of those bridge episodes.
Okay, all right, they're going to have those, so that's okay. Right.
So that happens. Mike, I'm going to try to put this to the words and music of Air Supply.
All right.
Because, you know, I do love Air Supply. Oh, hold on. Here's David who says it was a body double for sure.
Hmm.
David.
Yeah, it was on one of the morning TV shows that it was a body double, but I got some other Sopranos news. Adriana's leaving the Sopranos to play Joey's love interest on How You Doin' next year.
We've already heard that, but she's not leaving the Sopranos, dummy. She's going to continue her role.
Hey, I love you guys, man.
Hey, I love you too, but listen, when you're watching like PM tonight or whatever it is, you know,
PM tonight, I like
Minneapolis
that.
This morning or whatever it is that you're doing, understand, they're reading stuff that's been in the newspaper that we've already had on the show.
Exactly.
Right. Well, I apologize.
All right, I appreciate that.
Hey, you want a Norv Turner update?
This is our resident little news hound.
All right, now, Norv, who used to be on the show, is the current coach of the Oakland Raiders.
Okay. When asked the difference between working for Al Davis compared to Daniel Snyder, he said the only thing in Oakland that's full of hot air are the footballs and not the owner.
That Norv's funny.
That's about as bad as Norv can get, too.
Thank you.
Later.
And it's that's Norv's son checking in. That's a little retarded Norv Jr. calling this show.
Go take care of your sister, Tina.
I do enjoy the... the mental picture of Norv Turner avoiding your line of sight when you were in Miami.
At the Miami game.
His dad, Ted.
I saw on ESPN a press conference when Norv first got the job, and it's just the same old Norv where it's just like, well, he's a good football man, and we're really, really excited about, you know, and I'm just saying the people of Oakland, boy, you got him now, which is, I mean, really, the dullest man on the face of the planet.
He's a good football
man.
Let Don, you say that because I let you play in my office.
Of course I did.
Everyone's looking to secede from the Raiders Nation.
But God, like whatever that guy was calling from television, yes, Adriana is going to be on the Joey Show, How You Doing, but she's going to continue her role on The Sopranos.
What's her real name? Drea D'Amato? Is that what it is?
Something like that.
Yes. Matteo.
She just has a body that will not quit.
With a body like that, she could go places.
I don't have to take whatever that ad was. Air Supply.
Yes.
All right. Because you're every woman in the world to me.
God, I hate Air Supply.
All right, well, I'm just thinking. I'm off the top of my head, I'm trying to riff about a parody song. Because there's two less Yankovics in the world for me.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
Both Ma and Pa Yankovic are dead.
What happened to them?
Carbon monoxide poisoning.
Did they kill themselves?
No, it was an accident.
Out of embarrassment?
It was an accident. However, you'll be glad to know this, Mike.
Suicide by embarrassment.
Weird Al, he is a professional. He had no comment during his performance in Minnesota Saturday night. Before the show, a graphic projected on the screens at the back of the stage that the show was dedicated to the memory of his parents.
So, the same day they died?
Yep.
Yeah. By some horrible accident of carbon monoxide, he did the show within 24 hours.
Mike, joining us now from Las Vegas, let's go to Ashley Ravel. Ashley?
Hello there.
Ashley, congratulations!
Hey, thank you very much.
You remember on Friday's episode, Ashley made his American National Radio debut here. And my God, the media coverage on this, Ashley...
Surprised at it, Ashley, that you are now the most in-demand guy in the world?
I just can't believe it. I mean, you know, all I did was bet everything I had and got lucky. But, thinking back on it, it's only now that I can actually think about what I actually did, and I must have been crazy.
Ashley, I know that this is a time of great joy for you, that you bet everything in Las Vegas and you won. How do you feel about the passing of Al Yankovic's parents?
I don't really know anything about that.
Mm. Well, neither did Al, apparently.
Well, he's a great singer. He's one of America's top singers.
Yeah, he's a wonderful pop singer.
He was the winner of American Idol many years ago. Anyway,
I feel bad now, but I didn't know anything about it.
All right, but Ashley, what's your total take? How much money did you make?
It was $134,300 was the bet.
That was the bet. So you doubled that.
That was the bet. So it doubled up. I thought it'd be nice. So I tipped the chap $600 for hitting my red for me.
So you bet red? You bet on red?
I bet on red, and it came in red 7. So, and you know, it was basically the happiest day of my life.
Were there a lot of people gathered around to watch this?
Yeah, I mean, I thought, you know, I'll try and play it all cool, but emotion got the best of me, and I just jumped around and
I saw you.
And kissed my mom, and it was just great.
You know, and all the stuff that we had heard on the show with you on Friday on our show was the same on TV, where they showed you with your mom, and you mentioned your mom, and they mentioned the fact that you rented the tuxedo, that you had sold all your clothes, that the first thing you were going to do was
go out and
buy some clothes.
Have you bought some clothes yet?
No, I'm still in the tuxedo.
Now I've just been
partying, basically, just enjoying my good luck. But you know, it's now that I've finally actually thought about what would have happened if I lost. I didn't think about it at all before I did the bet, or else I wouldn't have done it. And you know, I really would have had nothing to go back to. And it was just a crazy bet. But you know, there was just a good vibe about the whole thing, and it just came good.
Is Sky One gonna? Now, you said you were gonna do the show with Sky One, which is like Fox here in America, Sky TV. They were going to follow you around regardless of if you won or you lost. It's got to be better. It's got to be better because you won, right?
No, I don't think so, because the program was showing everything that I sold and how I actually set up the bet and stuff like that. Mm. Program 2, which went out on Sunday, was actually sort of a live program back into the UK, and then they showed the outcome. But Program 3 is in 4 weeks' time, and it's sort of following me about what happened next, what happened after.
Wow.
And I think as far as they're concerned, it would have made a much better program if I'd been destitute.
Yeah, but you know,
on my feet.
But it'll be just as much fun to see if you waste all the money and you blow all the money. Do you have any idea what kind of ratings you got in the UK with that show yesterday?
It just went through the roof, to be honest, and apparently it's really taken off in the UK as well. The press are waiting for me to go back tomorrow to speak.
Now, when will you be going back to Britain?
I'm going back tomorrow, but I'm coming back out pretty soon after because I'm going to play in the World Series of Poker at Binion's, and the Plaza have kindly put me up. I love that place, and they're looking after me, so I'm coming back to play in the World Series of Poker, and if I'm going to need a lot more luck than I got on Sunday to win that. But
at least you got a little stake for it. You got a little stake for it, and I would assume that you'll probably, now that you've got this reputation both in the United States and in Britain as a big winner, that somebody's going to probably be hitting you up for some endorsements. Has anybody hit you yet?
I'm waiting for that call.
And it
hasn't happened yet.
When you do have to fly back to London, will you be flying first class or coach?
I got a feeling it's going to be first class.
There you go.
I've got to be careful. You know, it's not like I won a million. I mean, I've still got to work. I've still got to.
Yeah, I mean,
work out what I'm going to do next. So I've got to be careful. You know, I don't want to just blow all the money like in a few months and then have to do it all over again.
Well, listen, you do whatever you think is right with that money, but I think a great donation in the name of Nick Yankovic would be...
a memorial done to Al's parents.
And what's his mom's name? Hold on a second. Let me find it. Nick and Mary Yankovic.
Nick and Mary Yankovic.
Think about what the Yankovics are going through right now. But yeah. You, my friend, you're a success story. Thank you for being on the show. Listen, last question. Does this make up the defeat of the British in 1776 when we kicked your ass?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, probably not. But, you know, I'm happy, and my family's happy. My friends are happy. And, you know, that's all I can ask for, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy.
He is a winner.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Winner.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to us.
It's my pleasure. Anytime.
All right. Bye, dude.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Well, a Brit done good.
Winner!
And he's absolutely right about the television show. It would be far more interesting following him around after he was destitute. Right.
See, but I disagree because I think if you have a guy who had the stones and the lack of brain matter to risk everything, I think there'd be a very good chance that over the first couple of episodes, you'll see him start to fly through that money.
Well, you know, if he really wants to make it a successful television program, he'll spend the money much like they did in Dumb and Dumber. Now I'm laughing.
And the tuxedos, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, the orange and the blue tuxedos.
I'm glad you can laugh, Mike.
Mm-hmm. I know, you're pretty broken up.
Because you're every Yankovic to me.
I know, I'm sorry, Don.
See, the problem is the name. Mm-hmm. There's two less Yankovics in the world to me.
I think you might want to modify that to rhythmically it will work better if there are two less Yankovics alive today.
You're singing the wrong melody. You're singing "You're Every Woman in the World."
Right.
There should be. There's two less lonely people in the world tonight.
Oh, is that Air Supply too?
I believe so.
Okay. Well, I bow to you. You're fagdom on this.
And remember, you too used to be Air Supply.
Oh, we did. That's right.
That was another time.
Let's see.
Bad time, Rob.
You want some details? When they opened the door, the house was full of smoke.
Oh no!
Oh dear.
A wood fire had been set recently in the... thanks, Robin. Oh, dear. In the fireplace. Now, Weird Al Yankovic had no comment during his performance, but like I said, he did...
The show must go on.
He did put a slide on, so good for him.
Yeah.
Here's good news for all of us who have looked at celebrity couples, and now there's some that you see and you go, okay, you know... Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that, read the tabloids now that they're getting engaged.
Right.
Brad Pitt and what's her name from Friends?
Jennifer Aniston.
That's okay.
Beautiful people. Rhea Perlman and Danny DeVito.
Again, you know, a good couple.
Yes. Good match. Happy.
Who wasn't mad when Blackie Parrish got Rebecca Romijn Stamen?
I was.
All of it.
You know, I hated the whole thing when he became a phony Beach Boy.
Yeah, and even before that, you're right, when he would just play the bongos.
Right.
Well, Mike, you'll be glad to know that somebody gave her wake-up pill. Somebody finally forced her down on the ground, massaged her throat, and made her drink the wake-up pill.
Right.
She woke up and said, oh, my God. I don't want to be married to Blackie Parrish anymore.
She is leaving John Stamos?
She is leaving him. They are separating after 5 years of marriage. Of course, the spokesman for him says it's very amicable. They're still good friends, blah, blah, blah. Let's see.
I haven't been this shocked since Rob.
What?
I haven't been this shocked since Ernest Borgnine left Ethel Merman.
Wow.
Man, that's good. Rob, yeah. I don't think even our demos are going to track with that one, you know? I mean, when you go pre-Poseidon Adventure,
really going deep to the well.
Wow.
I think a lot of dead people laughing at that one.
Absolutely.
hold on a second. About these two.
Yeah.
Here's another reason. What's great now is that now they're talking about each other.
So a little dig?
Yeah. Now, he says, of course, because he's just the jerk.
Right.
No talent. He keeps saying, I love her. She's fantastic in X-Men. She was fantastic in Sports Illustrated.
Mm-hmm.
She says she got tired of defending her husband.
Yeah.
Because people kept saying, hey, didn't you marry that guy from Full House?
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
She really gives it to him.
And then there's Movie Line magazine that wanted her to be on the cover.
Right.
But apparently they wanted to be her to be on the cover with him in a doghouse in some regard. She wanted to do it. He wouldn't do it.
Right.
And that's what started. Oh, look what we found.
Hi, this is Ernest Borgnine.
Yucky.
I never listened to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Right.
Never.
Thank you, Ernie.
No, after that, of course, another relatable you won't know, McHale.
Let's see. McHale? That's very close to McLeod?
That's right. McHale.
Yeah. McHale. Who was that? Binghamton.
Binghamton. Captain Binghamton.
That bottom.
And who was the Mo? There was the guy that was, I think in real life he was like a Mo, like Jim J. Bullock. The guy.
Well, there was Tim Conway, who was
the Parker. The guy that was Binghamton's second in command.
Been in a million things.
Oh my God.
The guy's all over the
place. Funny guy.
Listen, here's news of. Oh, FCC time.
Oh, no. What's happening now?
Well, Mike, it's not even so much what the FCC has done. It's what they're continuing to do and making people afraid.
Yes. Be very afraid. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
CBS has announced that, the last couple of years they've done that Victoria's Secret runway show.
Yeah, very, very highly rated.
Right. Well, no. Canceled it this year.
Oh, please.
Canceled it because you never know. Somebody might get offended by something that somebody might say.
No, nothing ever slips out.
So let's take it out.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
So the show's done. Paris Hilton's boyfriend, the guy that was having sex with her in the videotape, and remember?
I thought it was the guys.
Singular, Rick.
Just when you mentioned Paris Hilton boyfriend, I thought you had, like, rent a hall.
I want to call him Rick Rockwell, but that guy was the Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire.
Rick Solomon.
Okay. Remember that he sued her a couple of weeks ago saying that he was really the director,
right,
of the sex videotape?
Mm-hmm. She was the director, right?
Yeah, yes. that was it. She was the director, and she sued him.
They have been suing each other. Right.
Anyway, let me see if I read this story. He's now dropped his lawsuit against her.
Hmm. Did they reach some settlement?
And her parents. Attorneys for him asked to dismiss against the Hiltons. The reason was given for the request. There was no money that passed hands.
Not that anybody knows about.
He made tons
off the video, though, so he's happy.
And hold on, what did you look up, Rob?
Wasn't it Alec Carpenter? Was it Bob Hastings?
Carpenter.
Yeah, from McHale's Navy?
Yeah.
Yep. It was Bob Hastings.
Bob Hastings. He's very good.
Oh. Bob Hastings.
Oh, that Bob Hastings.
Oh, okay. Bob Hastings.
Oh, I remember.
Or as Binghamton called him, Bob Tastings.
Binghamton. McHale.
Let's see. We talked about the Jesus Beat Hell this weekend at the movies. Right? I guess we got to that. Chubby Checker wants a new Guinness World Record.
Does he?
Come on, that's the one I do. Come on, baby.
Well, I was actually doing Chubby Checkers.
Let's do the twist.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of the jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
And I was doing Chubby Check.
And that is a good Chubby Checker.
Hi, Mike.
I would never go into the land of impressions. I would never do that. I would never go into your...
Why? It's your land.
But I would never go into your stable.
But I'm like Hitler, then. I come into your land all the time, and you don't want me.
I would never do Chubby Checker or the other.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut?
That's the word.
And then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
Yum, yum, yum. Ah, this is Chubby Checker.
Bacardi Limon.
Anyway, he's changed his name now to Chubby C. And he's working at Myrtle Beach radio station WWXM.
Sounds very
Chubby C.
Chubby C, yeah.
Right. He
sounds like what you'd hear, like, you know, walking around the hallways here.
Blah, blah, blah. He wants to do the twist, like, for 190 hours.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, anyway.
Let it go.
Something
good
fresh.
Luck. See you later, loser. And, finally, Drew Carey. Oh! I want to mention Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes.
Boy, do I love Shaquille O'Neal.
What did he do now?
He cussed again on TV.
Again?
Again. He's so great. Shaquille O'Neal was in a live interview Sunday. And let me see. They lost the game to Sacramento. I don't know how many they lost, but they lost to the Kings like by 15, maybe 20 points. So after the game,
Rob, I know Rob gets disappointed when Sacramento wins.
So over after the game, Shaq's. They say, "What about the Kings? They killed you, right?" And I can't play the tape because we can't beep out the word because Shaq said it. So the F and the G were so pronounced. There was no way that we could beep it out.
Really?
But he said, the quote was, they said, "What about the Kings? They beat you guys." And he said, "I'm not impressed. I'm not impressed. I'm not effing impressed."
Really?
You know what I mean? It was a great moment.
Wow.
And, of course, KTLA in Los Angeles, because they never learn. They were running the interview live.
Oh, no.
Of course they were.
Oh, no.
And
with no delay?
No delay.
Oh, my God. When will they learn?
I don't know when they're going to learn. And then this will just make you sick. That Drew Carey. Do I have to say more than Drew Carey?
Drew Carey. Well, genius.
Okay. The genius continues, Mike. Now, you know, Drew Carey was one of those lucky guys. He had a show that was on TV that for a while... Didn't we all think that it was okay?
Yes, I thought it was funny at the beginning.
For a couple of years.
He was good at the beginning.
Like Hitler. For a couple of years, it was okay. Then he had the show, the BBC show that he ripped off.
Right.
Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now all of those shows are, thank God, gone. All of those shows are gone.
And Drew Carey is very wealthy now.
But he's not wealthy enough. Mm-hmm. He's got a new job. Now, he's had to take a slight cut in networks.
What's he doing?
He's gone from ABC to the WB.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's not a far jump.
Some days the WB beats ABC.
Because ABC stings. However, his new show is called Green Screen. Here's the concept. They stand in front of the green screen, you know, like the weather guys.
Yeah.
The crow
people.
Uh-huh. And they play improv games. Like the audience will say... you should be in Germany. And they'll put a slide of Germany behind them. Then the audience will say, well, now you should be driving in a car. And then there will be a picture of the car behind them. The problem with this concept, as they're calling it the green screen...
The problem with the concept is the concept.
Yeah, no. And also the fact that the concept was first seen on the TV show... Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so now Drew Carey is being sued not only by the original BBC people,
right,
but by ABC, who stole the idea from the BBC.
So he didn't get the licensing arrangement.
You are correct. And what he's saying is, this is something completely different.
Uh-huh.
Takes improv in a new, interesting direction.
Wow.
It's got a unique twist that's never been tried before. Meanwhile, they say they're going to sue his big fat ass and see him in court.
You know who'd love that show?
Who?
Nick and Mary Yankovic.
It's Nick, Mike. Nick and Mary. And how can they...
I said Nick.
I thought you said Nick.
No, Nick.
I apologize.
Nick, it was written for me.
But Mike, turn this music off. Shh. How could they enjoy it? They're...
Oh, no. Oh, I hardly...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
God. Mrs. Yankovic.
Oh, my God.
How about getting in the... Can we get your parents on board? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. A phone scan time. That's all I got for you. Let's get to your calls. Get on the line to get on the air. These are live on-screen calls. Our phone number is 877-365-9636. From Canada, call us at 800-636-1067. In Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067.
Call us and play a little stickball with us.
Those are the numbers. You know, Larry King has a new book out.
Oh, good.
About baseball. Mm-hmm. Because he's... so into baseball.
Yeah, baseball. I thought it's stickball. Brooklyn Dodgers, New York Giants, Sandy Koufax. Sandy Koufax, my friend.
Tell Mike before the show, we're going to order the audio copy of the book.
Good, sure.
Because we think that it has more potential than a Daddy Day, Daughter Day.
And really might not be, there might not be anything particularly funny, but just listening to Larry talk about Brooklyn.
Stickball.
Stickball. His poetry. Larry's stickball. Poetry.
When Sandy Koufax and I would stand on the corner with our egg creams.
On a Saturday morning, we'd get up and play stickball.
This man is lying. Listen, your calls, phone scan, the rotating random phone scan, like straight ahead.
Is the Don and
call now, you animals.
Just noticed something that in one of your interviews with John Candy, I believe it looked like an older interview. You had less hair than you have today. How do you explain that?
I don't wear a wig, sir.
Paint your bald spot.
What bald spot?
You paint your bald spot?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. My hair grows.
Do you paint your bald spot?
I don't have a bald spot.
Well, how come you had less hair on the tape?
Maybe my hair grew. Maybe I had a bad haircut that day. By the way, something. What do you care?
Paint your bald spot?
I don't. Do you paint your bald spot?
Paint your bald spot?
I'm sick of it. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
From what I've seen of their records, the only thing they do contribute is mayhem and chaos.
No, I'm chaos and he's mayhem. We're a double act.
Pray for Death, the Don and Mike Show.
Well, you know, maybe not on Friday we shouldn't play that one. But on a Monday?
Oh, yeah.
Why not? Especially when it's raining. Let's play that one again.
Pray for Death.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
There you go. Let that be the happy thought. You know, there are some radio shows that actually, like, try to leave you with, like, a thought of the day.
Yes.
You know, go outside and you touch a hand, make a friend.
Uh-huh.
Imagine somebody leaving our show and they get this.
Pray for Death. The Don and Mike Show.
Doesn't get much darker than that, does it?
You know, before you send those letters in, just remember, it's simply a sentiment that we felt about ourselves.
And let me say, tonight CBS is running 4 episodes in a row of 2.5 Men.
Pray for Death.
Yes.
The Don and Mike Show.
Absolutely. We think it's right. Appropriate.
Okay, phone scan. 877-365-3636. Let's go, you animals. Hello, Don and Mike. You're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike. Just wanted to say hello. Long time. Been listening for the last 11 years. Moved to Florida last year. Now all the talk radio down there.
Don't need the bio.
Just wanted to say you guys are doing a great job and keep up the good work.
See, that's great. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you for calling.
Buddy. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye, buddy.
Didn't need the biography. Hello, Don and Mike.
He threw a buddy in there.
Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, Don and Mike. Hi.
Yeah. Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Mike, I just want to know, every afternoon I drive home with you two guys, and I've noticed that every single day you're doing more Frank Gorshin. Why?
What?
Mike?
Turn your radio down.
First off, your radio's up too loud.
Yeah, you're listening to yourself on the radio, idiot. What are you talking about?
You're doing Frank Gorshin all the time.
What do you mean, Frank Gorshin?
I'm hearing just a hint of Frank Gorshin in your voice.
No, you know what
do you mean,
Mike?
You mean when I'm talking normally?
No, you kind of do little things on the side with Rob.
I believe that this would be a Frank Gorshin lover probably trying to bait you into...
No. I don't mean to do that. That's fine. I'm simply making an observation.
Are you telling me you want some Frank Gorshin? Is that what you wanted, sir?
I'm lapping that up.
There it is. That's sure. What it was all about.
That's what it was. Just call and say, hey, Mike, do Frank Gorshin.
Come on, Batman.
Hello. Mike, go to the brass room and
have some chocolate cake.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Don't keep us waiting.
Radio show. Hello.
Yeah, do you guys think FCC is going to find Shaq?
Oh, yes. They're going to fine him, then they're going to castrate him.
Right.
And then
they're going to fine him again.
And then they're going to cut him off at the knees and say, now go play now.
Yeah, there you go, mister.
See how you do against Yao Ming now.
Absolutely.
Now that and if you cut Shaq off, if you really physically like got a saw and cut his knees off.
Just cut his legs off, Don. Like below the knees is what you're saying.
He'd still be 6 feet tall.
He wouldn't think.
You call to me and say, listen, Shaq. Dude, you said the F word again. We're cutting off your legs.
You can handle it. You'll only be 6 foot five.
Why don't I like a Riddler?
Because I'm Frank Dawson.
What the F?
That's it, another fine for you, and we're taking it up to the fine.
Don and Mike, hello.
Radio gods.
Howdy.
How are you fellas today?
We're doing
Charm City on a beautiful rainy Monday.
Let me say Baltimore Live 105. Right on.
Right?
Thank you.
105.7.
Right.
Pleasure to have you guys. I was just wondering, did you develop your fondness of Air Supply when you were on WCAO Radio 60?
I played a bunch of faggy records when I was a disc jockey, but yeah, Air Supply was big when I was on WCAO. That's up in Baltimore.
I didn't know you were on WCAO. Did you work with Johnny Dork?
That's how I met Johnny Dork.
You must have done a real brief stint at WCAO.
That was a less than 2 week employment.
Wow. I thought so.
I think actually Ron Reilly might have fired.
No, no matter how long you work with a guy, You find out different things every day, and I never knew you worked at WCAO.
Sure, 60, WCAO, Baltimore.
Fantastic.
Well, yes, it turns out you weren't allowed to talk over every record.
No, they had some real serious restrictions, but Tony Dork didn't mind them then.
Who knew?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Radio Gods.
Hi there.
Hey, it's Mike up in Toronto, Canada.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's the weather like down there?
Horrible.
Cold.
Horrible?
Yeah. Better than there, though. You know why? It's American air we're breathing here, dude.
What's that?
I said, it's better here than there because it's American air we're breathing.
And we know you're going to invade us.
Quite often.
Right. What can we do for you?
Oh, just wondering if the FCC is choking you guys to stop doing your stupid human tricks.
And exactly what's it?
Yeah, we can't even say that, as he just found out.
Yeah, I don't think we ever...
They just hit us on that. Sir, you can't talk about that.
They hit the delay. The guy was mentioning a bit. I don't think... Did we ever do a test to have guys go numb?
I don't think so.
The only one I can think... You had a contest once.
You know,
I remember Dennis in a Santa suit.
I have been a supporter of the Canadian callers for so long, and I'm about to say we need to boycott the Canadian callers.
No. Don't boycott them. It's a good distraction to keep them from invading. Don't give them a reason.
Canadians seem to cause almost as much trouble as Sacramento.
I do remember a time that we did an experiment on the show to see what the most
volume,
how much water you could drink.
That was no. To see which condom actually worked the best.
Really?
But I don't think we filled it with anything that comes out of your body.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Are they still deleting this out now that we're just discussing this now?
I don't know.
Because I'm still waiting for a yellow light to go on.
That's appropriate.
It's ramping. Ramping means that they're building up enough safe time so that they can trust us again to go back on the radio.
Appropriate that it's a yellow light.
Here you go. Hello, Don. My show.
Didn't used to be.
Mm-hmm. It's the number one light.
There you go.
Hello, Don of mine. Hello.
They didn't do it again, did they?
No, I don't think so. Don and Mike.
Hello?
Yes, hello, darling.
Oh, geez, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Is this a guy?
No, this is Mrs. 40.
Hey, Mrs. 40.
Oh, Mrs. 40. Hey. I apologize.
Hey, where's your husband? Your husband is never on the show anymore.
He works so much. He's supposed to be trying to call you today because he went to a marriage Saturday night.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Look around cafe.
Wonderful. Did you go with him?
Of course.
Did you have a good time?
I had a ball.
All right, good.
I must admit, though, when I saw the I Love Bush stickers and the Bush Cheney stickers in the car windows, I was a little worried when we first got there.
What, were they having some kind of rally or something?
I don't know.
actually, they all had it covered up really well, though. There was a band, and it was really good.
Oh, good.
I got my Omera glass and everything.
Good, good for you.
Thank you, Mrs. Forty. Has Mrs. Forty ever called the show on
her? We've had her on
only
once. We've had her on the
only
show.
Only one time.
Now she's back.
He doesn't like being defined. He's not like me. He doesn't like being defined by his woman.
No, he doesn't like for me to call.
No, he doesn't.
Is this an unsanctioned call, Mrs. Forty?
No, actually, I told him I would. I did, because I was worried he wouldn't be able to get through, and I know he wanted to talk to you guys today.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you guys had a good time at Mike's restaurant. And you went on Saturday night?
Yeah.
I thought that was like White's home.
There were nine of us in there.
There was nine of you out there.
Eight and a half.
Nine too many.
Oh, wonderful. I'm glad you had a good time.
Thank you. Thanks, Mrs. Forty. Listen, Mike, it's not you. It's the community.
Don, I had no idea how it happened. I won't let it happen again. I'm so sorry.
What was it, my guest night?
I think it was.
The Bush Cheney people brought them.
Yeah, that's right. Hello. Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Right.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, we're doing our radio show. What are you doing?
How you doing? I'm on my way home, and I thank you for keeping me occupied.
Right on. That's why we're here, Pajago.
If we can keep you occupied, I also...
Guys,
keep talking, what?
I also would like to say that I like Bush. I just hate the president. And
another guy who really needs to go to the ha-ha funny bone, slippery banana comedy club. God damn.
Welcome to the slippery banana. I got some apparel that I want to try out on you.
You hacks are killing us today.
What's wrong with the callers?
Hello. Don and Mike's show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
How's it going?
If one more person asks me, the answer will not be good.
Okay, well, then I'll get to my point.
Thank you.
Delightful.
I don't really understand what the big deal about Chubby Checker going by Chubby C is, because I believe Rosie O'Donnell's been doing that for a while.
Oh, my God. Everybody's calling from the Laugh Factory today. Everybody's doing it.
That guy kind of made me laugh. I know we're not doing the contest.
Oh, don't, my God, don't encourage them.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Hello, Todd and Mike. Hello. Hello, turn down your radio.
Is it me?
You're so stupid. Yes, hi, welcome to the show.
Well, sorry. Hey, I don't know what the hell I'm doing here. I'm new.
Obviously. What can we do for you? Get to the point. Come on.
You're only a grown
woman. Hey, I'm calling from Spokane, Washington.
Yeah, like that cuts any slack.
Well, I just want to say one thing. It's 79 degrees here.
Ooh. It is?
Isn't that great? Oh, well, maybe you could find a nice tree to drive your car into.
You guys... I got a truck. Thank you.
Oh, even better.
Good heavens, no.
Drive that truck
right into.
Oh,
it's a Dodge. Come on now.
You're a good listener. Why don't you just talk over us a little bit more?
Right, so we appreciate the fact that the weather's great in Spokane, and I'm sorry that I treated you like you were an absolute moron because you're calling a radio show, and then we said Don and Mike, and you wasted a bunch of time saying, is it me? Mm-hmm. I'll get past all of that.
And then we're jealous of the weather. We're jealous of that.
I didn't want to do that.
Hey, beautiful, why'd you call?
Because I want to hear your voice, Buzz. Thank you very much.
Nice. Yeah, now, do you notice the communication is effective as soon as Buzz injects himself into the conversation? She pauses, she waits, she answers him. When it's you and me...
They go right by us.
No, because I don't know. I don't know.
No. Listen, and I know what it is. I know. You love him and you just tolerate us. That's okay.
Yeah, you know what?
That's okay.
You're right, Don.
You are right.
I'm
done tolerating you.
You are right.
Hey, get out of here. Get out of here. You're not clean to sniff my underpants. Get out of here.
She went.
Mike, it's about time that women started treating us with a little more respect.
I think so.
I think they will now.
I think so. I've really had it, Buzz.
All it takes is the one, hi, darling, and boom.
Yeah, and, you know, hello, hi. Suddenly, it's like, you know, she's microwave.
Meanwhile, we think of the phone, Donna Mike show, it's like,
right.
Is it me? I'm in my truck.
And then, ba-ba-ba-ba, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, and then Buzz says, how are you?
Oh, hi, Buzz. Hello, Donna Mike show, hello.
Omera.
What?
Your barbecue sauce sucks.
I don't have barbecue sauce, you moron.
Well, pull a pork sandwich, you do, moron.
I don't have barbecue sauce, you moron.
Yes, you do. I
no, I don't.
Now,
Mike, what happened to that thing, every customer?
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Hey, sir, I'm sorry you weren't satisfied. I'll get right on that and make sure it's to your satisfaction the next time you stop by Omero's Club.
Look around cafe.
All right. My meal cop.
Good luck.
Right, you're funny. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio God.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I was just calling to say it is damn glad to have you guys here broadcasting live in Wichita, Kansas.
It is damn glad.
It is damn glad.
It is damn glad. It is.
Oh, thank you, my dim-witted friend.
It is damn glad that we are not able to jump through the phone and kill people.
It's one of those things. Low pressure.
Don and Mike, hello. Phone scan.
Hello, hon.
Hi, hon.
This is Brian from Rochester. I got a question. Do you guys ever find out who the guy was that played Binghamton on the McHale's Navy?
Yes! Hello! Yeah. Try listening to the show!
You should have heard it. It was great.
Okay.
He's calming everybody today.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I know the name of that restaurant in Georgetown.
What restaurant, sir?
The one near the bayou. The one that Mike likes.
The Italian restaurant?
Yes, sir.
That Italian restaurant Mike likes so bad?
You know, it's that restaurant I like so bad.
What is it?
Filomena's.
Yeah, it is Filomena's. Huh? Yes, you're absolutely right. We talked about it before.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, we're doing great.
Hey, I need to ask you for to let me apologize. Because I called you last week to welcome you to Portland, and I was delivering mail. You guys called me Newman and hung up on me. You remember that?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, well, it is an insult.
All right, bye, Newman. Bye there.
Goodbye, Newman.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
De nada, Ibergeo. ¿Cómo estás, amigos?
¿Cómo estás usted?
Muy bien, gracias.
Hey, yo estoy enfermo de la cabeza. Hey, Chewy, watch it. I can only go so far with the Spanglish. I know, Rob. I cut him off. Don't worry.
Okay, good.
Don't worry.
Oh, this has been disturbing.
He's got a lot of time to call today. Look, it's raining outside. He can't cut any lawns today.
That's true.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don, Mike.
Hey.
This is Paul. Why did you never interview Mike the Engineer?
Mike?
You know, Mike, the Bacardi Limo guy?
Oh, no, that's not Mike. That's
Bacardi Limo.
That's
Tony Diggs and we...
Tony! Oh, jeez, sorry, I couldn't...
We did an in-depth interview with him, which is where we got the Bacardi Limo tape.
I'm sorry, I'm stupid.
Yes.
We can all agree.
That's right.
We can all agree on
there
that.
There you go. Okay. Hi, Don and Mike Show. That's it. Take responsibility. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike.
You're stupid. We're not.
That's it.
Hi.
Easy to remember.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You know, that's such a lie, because I'm so dumb.
Oh, I am too.
So dumb always.
I am so dumb.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hi, this is Nick Lachey, and I want to shave you.
Let me just say that Nick Lachey is smart compared to me.
Yep, me too.
All you watched Nick and Jessica last night?
Yeah, well, look who he is, that beautiful dumb woman he's married to.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Domingo?
Yes.
What has this young man done to my team?
Okay, no Jack Kent Cooks.
Well, he's got to go down to the Slippery Banana also for the improv, right. Improv Impressionist night.
Nixon never owned a team.
Funny Bone night. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Phone scan. All right, line 6, phone scan. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Oh, excuse me, I'm almost at it. Mike, if you could do me the favor and say the following words and phrases using the voice of Morgan Freeman.
It's not Morgan Freeman. It's Freeman.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
This is Morgan Freeman.
And that
Morgan.
It's marked final. No, what do you want me to say?
Did something just fly out of my butt?
Hello. How are you? Did something just fly out of my butt?
This Cadillac's going straight up Miss Daisy.
Sorry, I'm done.
Yeah.
You've bored me already.
You did his request, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Your time is over.
Hello, Don and Mike. How are you today?
Hi, we're doing very well, thanks.
Hey, anyhow, I just want to thank you for all the blind people out here. We love you.
I know you do, and we love our blind listeners, because we know the blind people, this is television.
Right.
So we appreciate it, because to you guys, we're further up on the entertainment chain. We really are.
We are, absolutely.
That is correct.
Are we your favorite TV show?
Absolutely.
Do you like our movies?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I like everything about us.
Well, most everything.
What are you driving right now?
My bed.
Hey, good answer. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
How long have you been blind?
6 years.
6 years.
Oh, what did you do?
How did it happen?
I mean, what'd you do to piss God off?
Well, it's true. If you do it too much.
Oh. Wow. Funny blind guy.
This guy's full of all the answers.
He's got all the good answers.
Really? Now, what is your name?
Kevin.
Because you're the last person on the phone scan. Blind Kevin, where are you from?
Bakersfield.
Bakersfield, California. Well, now, listen, I don't know how I'm going to... Well, you can listen to Chris. Chris Rock has an HBO special.
That'd be a great prize.
You can listen to that. Plus, you've won the Chris Rock prize pack. You know, but we could send him Arliss t-shirts and he wouldn't know the difference.
Yeah, but the t-shirt, but you got to, you know, we give him the pay-per-view, right? That's what he's getting?
Yeah, but he's blind.
No, but he's getting the pay-per-view.
You
have to listen to the jokes.
He's getting the... Oh, it's not pay-per-view. It's just an HBO show.
Oh, it's an HBO show.
Yeah, so he gets HBO stuff. That's why I said we could just send him an Arliss t-shirt and tell him it's a Chris Rock t-shirt.
We could do that if you wanted to do that. Is there anything you'd like to say to him while you're talking? Would you like to do your little dance that you do?
Oh, you mean this?
There you go.
That's the one.
That's the one.
Greeting for,
of course, we could do that to everybody over the phone.
For blind people.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, now how am I going to give him this, too? You won the WWE prize pack with the pay-per-view.
Awesome.
The pay-per-view of Backlash live Sunday, April 18th.
He'll like that, too. You can listen to that.
Yeah. Absolutely. My son loves it, too.
Okay.
Oh, all right. That's from Cox Cable and Digital Custers. And, Digital Custers. Enjoy easy ordering information with your digital remote. And the Chris Rock stuff is courtesy of HBO. Chris Rock, his new special, which looks great, Never Scared, premieres this Saturday at 10, 9 Central on HBO.
See, you are learning. You are finally learning. For years and years, you thought all you could give these people was a stick.
Appreciate that. That's great.
And what was great was I would give them a stick and tell them it's a brand new car. All right, blind guy. Thanks for listening.
Hey, one other thing?
Yes, sir.
One day I wanted to see how honest people were, So I put on an orange shirt. Green pants, two different shoes, two different socks, and walked over to the store. And not one person said a thing.
All right, blind guy.
Try that again sometime. Let us know.
You know what you got? You got some pity laughs going for you today.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're doing okay.
We went to Dave Attell last weekend, so.
Oh, you did. All right. So you comedy is your life.
Love it. Gotta laugh.
Good. What did you, if you don't mind me asking, what happened where you lost your sight?
I listened to a doctor and tried an experimental treatment for leukemia.
Oh, wow.
What was the experimental treatment that made you lose your sight?
Well, it wasn't supposed to do anything with my eyes, but that was one of the side effects, and it, like, melted my eyes. So.
Wow, man, that's terrible. Wow. That's now, I'm almost sorry we asked.
Could you use an ice pick on you, or what?
No, they supercharged my brother's, lymphocytes, and, put them in me, and for some reason, well, me and my brother always fought growing up, so I guess it just continued.
Oh, wow. Well, you got your sense of humor. Good
like,
for you.
Like, what'd you do? Go to one of those Siamese twins doctors or something? I mean, did you go to a regular doctor?
Fred Hutchinson's in Seattle. It's supposed to be the best place in the U.S.
Really? Yeah. And how's your health now? You doing all right?
I do okay.
You do okay. Yeah. But when you had, so when this happened, did they tell you might be able to see again?
Oh, no, my eyes have both been removed. I had 18 eye surgeries.
Wow. 18 eye surgeries.
Wow. Well, I mean, did you get a chance to...
But it's fun to pull your eyes out in front of people.
I like you, guy. I do.
Me too. I could really be friends with him if only he wasn't blind.
Too bad about that.
Thank you. Hold on a second, please.
Thanks, guys.
Hold on, Rhea. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Don, you can do that to anybody. You know, that was just giving the bird to the radio. You can do that to anybody.
I know, but it's more fun with a blind eye.
It certainly is.
More power to you.
He's a great guy.
Blue skies ahead.
Good guy.
Mike's giving now the Italian FU thing.
There you go. Just having fun, blind guy.
When we come back, Mike, how long has it been since we've had a really good psychic on this show?
A long time. Too long.
And I'm not talking about Stinky Allen Cunningham or the singing psychic.
She's stinky now. You call her Stinky Allie.
Oh, she smelled like roses.
Wow.
Okay.
That's so unfair.
My mistake. How would you refer to Allie?
How would I refer to my lady?
Yes.
One word. Beautiful.
Yeah. I know how he refers to her. Twice daily.
Anyway, new psychic coming up on the show. What does this broad say? She says that between now and May 30th,
right,
there will be a 200-mile radius collapsing between Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming, and over 30,000 people will die.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
She'll be on the show next.
Huh. That's old scary.
Crazy bitch. She has eyesight, though. She can see.
So you think.
And or maybe she even has a deeper vision than this. Scientists know this will happen. They won't tell anybody about it, except for a little internet buzz. Nobody knows about this.
Scary.
So this is one of those things that'll either be great, we'll have fun with the lady, right, or it'll be awful.
And it'll be fun, too.
Either way, the psychic coming right up. Oh, and then chance for you to win $100. We'll be right back, everybody.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm a schizophrenic, and so am I.
The Don and Mike Show. World-class Gansers, Don and Mike.
Have you got that book? That book of stations? Good long intro. Just like say hi to a couple of our affiliates.
A golden book.
While we get set for the psychic. Oh, here you go. How about Rochester, New York, WHTK. Bakersfield, California, KGEO. Green Bay, Wisconsin, WNFL. Las Vegas, where my brother is. I'll be there this weekend for his wedding.
You already out there?
Yeah, I think so. We'll call him tomorrow.
All right. Good.
KSFN. Got to mention Ocean City, 96 Rock. Pittsburgh, WURP. Warren, Ohio. Wherever the hell that is, WANR. And KRKQ, 98.3. Des Moines. That's all I got for you now. More later. Thank you all. Here's the deal. I know.
I am a visionary.
You are, Mike.
I am.
Hank is. But this woman claims she really is. Do you have the special music, the psychic music? Oh, here we go. All right, let's call Elizabeth Joyce.
I didn't know this is our official psychic music.
Who's a psychic and whatever.
Very good. I would like to make this official. That this is our permanent psychic or anybody that predicts anything music.
This is also our Martian music.
Right.
Hello.
Hey, Elizabeth, it's Don and Mike.
How are you, Don and Mike?
We're doing great. We're so sorry that we're late. Of course, you probably knew that we'd be late calling.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because you can see that type of thing, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
So, Elizabeth, you're a psychic.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell you, this is not good news for the people who live between Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming.
You know, normally psychics, at least psychics we've had on this show, they hold back from making dire, you know, death predictions. This seems pretty scary what you're predicting.
You say that
it can be. If you talk to a scientist,
uh-huh,
you will find that this will manifest in two different ways. Either it will
yes,
create new geysers,
uh-huh,
or it's going to go all at once.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
My point is that the people living in the area should at least be informed about it.
Uh-huh. Well, now, will you just to enlighten us, what are you saying? What's the worst thing that could possibly happen?
That a bubble underneath Yellowstone surrounding all the geysers will expand enough to explode and create a crater.
Wow.
And it could happen. And
how many more years will, according to Jim, be on the ABC schedule? We're talking to our second...
Your birthday, Jim.
What?
Pardon me?
It's your birthday.
No, Jim, I'm not. No. Jim. Jim Belushi is America's most beloved comedic actor.
Oh.
And he has a show on ABC, and I'm deathly afraid it's going to be canceled. It's called According to Jim. I love the show.
Good.
I pretty much base my life on the show.
And he wants to know how long it's going to be successful.
It should be on for about 5 years total.
Now, more years. Thank you, sexy sinkhole psychic.
Now, Elizabeth, whenever we have a psychic on, it's always important to check their track record. Do you have a track record of predicting anything else?
In the year 1999, in the January issue of Fate magazine, I had a little blurb. It said, "Welcome, President Gore." A dark
fake magazine
named Veronica will upset the White House. A mad, angry blonde will bring forth the truth, and President Clinton will be impeached in the fall months.
Honey, tell us something that was real, though.
That was real.
I mean, I know, but tell us.
That was real. I wrote it.
But a lot of psychics hang their hat on that. Tell us, like.
Well, I was sitting in the living room on New Year's Day with all of my girlfriends, and I stated that we were going to lose the Twin Towers next year, and they got all mad and said, "Don't talk negative." I said, "Fine."
Well, see, now that's where we need some.
That's pretty patient.
I also have predicted that President Bush will not run for president this year. I know he's running now, but that's going to be stopped.
Why?
Well, I'm not quite sure why.
It can't be because America all of a sudden wakes up and finds out he's an idiot.
Well, that could be.
No.
I thought when he went in, I said that he would be pulled out by the throat. But nonetheless, it's going to be either because they do find out that he did know about 9/11 or that he has some kind of an illness. I don't
really?
Carry running either. We're going to have the monkey year. We had the year of the monkey in
some kind of illness. Boy, what if it was like
the monkey year?
What if it was in his bottom? do you find any illness in President Bush's bottom?
I haven't looked. The monkey year is the year of the monkey. That's the Chinese year that we're in. And
yeah.
1968, that's when we lost Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy. And, of course, the guy that got buried in Giant Stadium. What was his name?
Jimmy Hoffa.
Right.
The only good thing about that year was that we landed on the moon.
So you think the monkey year traditionally is a bad year?
It's an upsetting year. What we expect doesn't happen.
Hmm. So does that mean that there will be a monkey in the presidency?
There already is. There already is. Let me ask you something.
Every prediction I predicted every year has happened. I did predict the Patriots would win the Super Bowl.
The Patriots.
Did you predict that you wouldn't be able to pronounce the name correctly?
Patriots.
Well, we always say Patriots.
All right, let's check out. You say it's the year of the monkey? Let's see what happens. Let's shake our magic eight ball.
All right.
Here we come.
The year of the monkeys.
Hello, this is David Jones from the Monkees, and I make a point of never listening to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, you're right.
Hey, we're the Monkees.
I knew they'd be back. Elizabeth, do you like the Monkees?
Sure.
Hey, who's going to win American Idol? This is what I want to know.
I never watched it.
Oh, honey, listen, this is what people want. We don't want to know about a 200-mile radius collapsing.
They want to know about Arnold. I said he'd win, too. I say Kobe Bryant goes free.
Oh, you do? Oh, now, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. I had hoped that Martha Stewart would, because I think it should have been Cheney up there instead of Stewart.
Did you predict that Martha Stewart would go free?
I predicted that she wouldn't go to jail.
Do you stand by that prediction?
I would like to. I did predict that, so I have to stand by it.
Because she's going to do some time.
What are your thoughts on the life of David Letterman's baby? What do you predict for this baby?
Oh, my God.
Here's the first question. Gay or straight? Gay or straight for David Letterman's baby?
He is a boy, right?
Yes.
Yes,
but he's going to have a fine baby.
Gay or straight? You can be fine either way.
Straight.
Yeah. All right.
Sure.
You ever use the magic eight ball?
No, I don't need to.
Why?
And all of those questions that you're asking me are nobody's business.
Well, but you're a psychic.
Oh, but America wants to know.
It's the culture of celebrity.
Yeah, but I don't care. That's not what I'm about. What I'm really about is trying to help people better their lives and to avoid...
Mm-hmm. Will the television show The Swan be canceled?
I have no idea, nor do I care.
Mm-hmm. So you think that Bush will be either dead or voted out of office?
I didn't say anything about him being dead.
No.
He would have butt cancer.
He would something be wrong with him. She didn't say anything about the part of the body.
Disease.
He'd be yanked out of office either because of disease or controversy or...
Whatever. He will not be able to continue.
Do you fancy vanilla ice cream?
June or July.
Do you fancy vanilla, chocolate, strawberry ice cream? Which is your favorite, m'lady?
Raspberry.
Answer the question. Chocolate, strawberry. One of those three, darling.
I can have them all.
Now, which one is your favorite?
None of them are.
None of them. If
which
you had to make a choice,
I wouldn't choose any of them.
Aha! Uh-huh. All right, then I must, and I'm pathetic. Who will win the World Series this year?
I have no idea. Can you ask me something?
Will we win the war in Iraq? Will we get out of Iraq?
We are not over in Iraq and Afghanistan, and we're going to start in Korea.
We're going to have a war in
2005.
That's the second psychic that said that.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have war in Korea. We're going to have war in 2005. Mm-hmm. We will have a first-term president, one-term president who will be a Democrat.
Do you fancy rare roast beef?
No.
What is your meat of choice?
Lobster.
What is your breakfast meat of choice?
That's fish, honey.
I eat breakfast.
Mm. You don't eat breakfast?
No.
It's the most important meal of the day.
It might be, but I don't eat breakfast. I'm a coffee girl.
You're a coffee girl?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Regis Philbin will live out the year?
Of course.
Are there any major celebrity deaths that you see in your crystal ball?
Major celebrity deaths.
Mm-hmm. I know it's tough since Bob Hope's been taken out of play. How about the Pope? Will the Pope make it through the year?
Probably not. The death that I see that I really am praying for is Michael Jackson.
You're praying for that?
No, I'm praying for him, for his... saving.
Because you see him not being around?
I do. Ooh, he is very depressed.
Well, that's good. Hold on, here's a call for you. This is a guy from Sacramento named Don. Don!
Hey, God, radio guys, how are you today?
Hey, we're doing great.
Don, you are on the air, sir.
I have a quick question. At the beginning of this interview, I believe your psychic said that 1968 was the year of the monkey. We lost Robert Kennedy and...
Martin Luther King, right.
Martin Luther King, and the only good thing that happened in the year was that we landed on the moon.
Uh-huh.
My history books tell me we landed on the moon in 1969.
Ah, well, then it was a bad year.
For the year of the monkey, what say you?
What say you, Elizabeth?
Well, I thought it was in December of 68.
Honey, what year did the Jets win the Super Bowl against the Colts?
What did you want to ask me?
I'm just trying.
I was curious how you can see the future when you can't remember the past.
I'm hanging up on you because you're rude.
He's trouble. And you know, we gotta back that up. Make sure that guy was right about the landing on the moon. It might have happened.
Sure. I had this discussion yesterday with people on Easter, and the one girl said it was in 68. The other one said no, it was in 69. I said no, I think it was
69. I believe
the manned flight was summer of 69. Wasn't
okay,
it?
Okay, so who went up in 68 then, Glenn?
It was a monkey.
Hey, vis-a-vis Michael Jackson, do you fancy yourself Beat It or Billie Jean?
Oh, Billie Jean.
Billie Jean.
Absolutely. I love that song.
Thoughts? I'm going to just throw out a name. Tell me a thought. Tito Jackson.
No thought.
Mel Gibson.
Oh, I love him.
Alan Linewand.
Don't know him.
Dick Cheney.
He should have been in Martha Stewart's shoes. He's the one that's caused all this trouble in the first
place. Kevin Nealon.
I don't know who that is.
Mel Karmazin.
Don't know who that is either.
Wow.
Frieda Source.
Nope. Who are these people?
They're people that are very, very important, and we're just throwing them out. You know, we're trying to do this thing if something catches you, if something jumps out at you.
Sort of gut reaction.
Right. Larry Michael.
No reaction.
Grant Napier.
Chuck Pearson.
Stop at Grant.
Would you say stop at Grant?
Yeah, there's a problem with him. Is he in Florida?
You bet there is. No, he's in Sacramento.
Not yet.
He's retarded. You think that's the problem?
I just felt that there was something not right.
All right, now I want you to think really carefully on this one, okay?
All right, your time's running out.
Just think of this name. Tom Gavin.
Nobody told me that I was going to be tested, you know.
Well, we're not testing.
It's on the
Tom
test.
Gavin. You're not testing.
Tommy, oh, you're a handful.
Yes, you're not testing me.
No, we're not testing you, honey. We're just asking you names. What do you think about
Tom
you?
Gavin, what comes into your mind?
Not much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hey, she's a psychic.
They got a couple right.
All right, so let's see, just for the record, so we know, Elizabeth, you're predicting the gigantic tragedy between...
Volcanic eruption, really.
May 6th and April 6th and May 30th. That's what you said.
Yep.
And just so you know, we've done some research on the internet. On July 20th, 1969, Neil Armstrong was the first man on the moon.
Great.
So, you know, you're wrong about that.
Her point stands about 68 being a bad year because it was the year of the monkey.
How do you feel about 69?
Next question.
All right.
How do you feel about... Never mind.
Watch it, mouth.
You have no comment on 69?
Nope.
All right. Was that a better year than 68?
Nope.
Why?
The year my grandmother died.
Oh. Right. So 69 brings bad memories for you.
Well, it was unpleasant. She was older and it was expected, but it was not easy.
Yeah.
Right.
But we had the moon landing.
And what will be...
I'm sorry. 69 is always a good number for me.
And what will be the result of these FCC witch hunts?
Darling?
I think that they're trying to control the media. And that they do not want all of the truth to come out in the media.
Let me ask you
that. They want us to tell them only what we're told, just like they do in other countries. They want us to put out on television only what we're told to put out. And it has to stop.
Mm-hmm. Will it stop?
Yes.
What about Michael Powell?
Good.
Tell me about the name Michael Powell. He's an FCC commissioner. Michael Powell.
I see, I see that he's got something going on in his stomach area.
Oh, I hope so. Is it a bleeding ulcer?
Probably.
Or is it...
They're not going to be around long, so it's okay.
We'll just have
a new administration.
Is it a parasite? One of those things that grows inside
your
stomach?
We're going to have a new administration. That's the most important thing for you to hear. You're in Washington, D.C. There will be a new administration. I know nobody believes it, but it will happen.
But it won't be the Kerry administration.
It will not be.
Wow.
Really?
That's big.
It will not be.
That's interesting. How can you say that? He's the candidate that's running against Bush.
I know, because I'm a crazy lady down the block. That's how I can say it.
Well, I'll tell you, may be a crazy, but by the end of May, if it's not a sinkhole out in Yellowstone, you know, we'll...
You'll have to call me back and harass me.
All right, listen, Elizabeth, you got a website or anything you need to plug?
Yes, I do. My website is www.new-visions.com.
Right.
And if people would like a reading, I also have a 24-hour answering service.
Gotcha.
And that's 201-934-8986.
Blah, blah. Okay, thank you. You've been insightful.
I want to say hello to my... daughter in Great Falls, Virginia. Hi.
Hey. Oh, there you go.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We're just picking a phone caller. He's in my radio show.
Absolutely.
Get out of here, you psychic.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Send her the message to call you.
She's gone, Don.
Goodbye.
Now, what do we look for before what? Before May 30th, we look for the sinkhole in Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm. And then look for Bush to become very ill.
Or for some reason, not run.
Right.
That's what she said.
Hold on to the rail.
And she also said, but it won't be Kerry. So, you know.
That's mysterious.
You know what that means?
Nader.
President Ralph Nader.
Wow.
Okay. And that technically also is the year of the monkey.
He's number one with psychics.
Ralph Nader resembles a monkey.
And he loves 69. The year, of course.
Of course.
Well, not that we've not had enough fun with old people today.
Mm-hmm.
We got one quick break here with a chance for you to win $100.
All right. Yeah.
One shot, one call. Game is called Guess the Whoopee. Yeah.
Guess the Whoopee.
Now, we're looking for newlyweds. And not like Nick and Jessica. I mean, newlyweds that are smart. Here's the deal. If you're newly married, you call us up at 877-365-3636. And because sex is such a private matter, it's something I'm sure that early in the marriage you've not discussed with your in-laws. And good, because you're not going to be discussing your sex life. We're going to be discussing their sex life.
Yes, in-law sex lives.
And the deal is... Oh, God. Rob just pulled up a picture of her.
Really?
On the web. She looks like Aunt Clara from Bewitched. Is she not a dead ringer for Aunt Clara? Look at her.
Print that out for me.
Samantha.
Hello.
It's time to feed my cat. I love 69. Cat feeding time. New cat vision. /visions.com.
Hello.
Thank you, Endora.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Joyce.
Call now. There's the music. Call now if you want to play Guess the Whoopee. One person gets a chance. You call and you guess the last time that your mother and father-in-law fulfilled their obligations.
Yes, and we're very flexible with age. If it's an older couple, we kind of can do the monthly thing.
Yeah, but if they're relatively young, then we got to have the day.
Have to have the day, exactly.
And it's one shot, one call, $100.
Right.
877-365-3636.
If they are in their 90s, we might allow you to go quarterly.
It's entirely possible. We had one couple one time.
Entirely different.
One time. Didn't we have by decade?
Yeah.
It was the 40s, the 50s, right. The 60s, the 70s, or the 80s?
Absolutely. I think we may have had a winner, too.
So call now if you want to play Guess the Whoopee. And meanwhile, if you'll just give me a moment.
Oh, baby.
If you'll just give me a moment, guys.
To enjoy Elizabeth's picture?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On the internet.
Maybe. Where's my throw rug?
Maybe.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello there. Are you two heading for Las Vegas?
Yeah. We're going to score.
Oh, well, I hope to score big there myself. I'm mostly going to be doing the slots.
Yeah, I'm hoping to do some sluts, too. Yeah. Do they have a lot of sluts in Las Vegas?
Oh, there's so many sluts, we won't know where to begin.
Whoa. Hey, buddy, this chick is pretty cool. She says there's going to be tons of sluts in Las Vegas.
Cool. It's so nice to meet young men who are so well-mannered.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm glad you enjoy them, sir, but no, I'm afraid they are not real radio personalities.
Hello!
They are the Dean's Peanuts, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
We still got the monkeys happening here.
Merry
Let's see. I wanted to mention that on tomorrow's episode, we just played a Beavis and Butthead tape from Las Vegas, and my brother's getting married there on Saturday.
Saturday.
Oh, let's do the American Idol thing. Saturday. Get a belly full of beer. Anyway, we'll call him and find out what's doing with his wedding.
See if he's getting any cold feet before the big day.
Absolutely. And, boy, Buzz and Marcia. Now, were you guys serious? We were at dinner on Saturday night.
Right.
And Buzz and Marcia were saying that they really wanted to come out to Las Vegas for Jimmy's wedding.
Well, right. Of course, that'd be fun.
So, did you look into it, or was that just the booze talk?
That was just the booze talk.
Okay. All right, let's play Guess the Whoopee. And we're playing out $100. That's it. $100, one shot. You got to get it. Let's go to Rick. Richard?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great. Where are you from, Richard?
I'm from Warrenton, Virginia. How are you?
We're doing great. Hey, don't hide from your feelings, Richard. Richard, how long have you been married?
Oh, we've been married about, a year and a half.
All right, hold on.
A year and a half, that I think probably is still within the newlywed window.
Here's Jess. Jess, hi, Jess. Hey, Jess.
Jess, are you there?
Yes.
Jess, where are you from?
Buffalo, New York.
How long have you been married?
Since July 5th of last year.
July 5th, so is that roughly the same as the other guy?
No, he's been married less time. Less than a year in this case.
See, that's good you went to college.
Yeah, he's been married a very brief time compared to the other guy. The other guy's like, I think when you get over that year mark, you start heading down towards, old married couples.
Oh, we got about five lines going on. Let's just go with the guy from Buffalo.
All right.
Hey, did you give the information to Joe?
I did.
You did?
The
All right.
Two?
Line two. Need the phone number now.
Who are we going to be calling today?
My father-in-law.
And what's his name?
Whitey.
Whitey. Yeah. Yeah, Rob's happy.
I'm joining him.
Well, I know you are. Whitey. You don't talk about that very much.
Don't let him keep you down, incidentally. To all my brothers out there.
How old would Whitey be?
57.
Still Hello. Probably active.
Yeah. Hey, Whitey. How you doing now, Whitey?
Whitey.
Hey, Whitey, your baby got back? What happened to now, Whitey?
Whitey.
And who is Whitey married to? What's your mom-in-law's name?
Elsie.
Whitey and Elsie.
Elsie. That's no great. Cow jokes, please.
Whitey, I don't know how to tell you this now, Whitey. I'm with a cow. All right, so it's Whitey and it's Elsie.
Whitey and Elsie. Are these legitimate people?
Yes, they are.
My All right, God, what a name.
And you've been in the family less than a year, and they are, they were in the mid-50s? Was that something
Late
like that?
Late 50s, 57. Whitey and Elsie, have they embraced you? These are your in-laws, right?
They are.
So they're your wife's parents. Do you think that they still fulfill their obligations?
Oh, yes. I yes, they do.
Do they appear when you're around them to be romantic people?
We try to limit that.
We try to limit that. That would mean that they're kind of out of control?
No, they might bring it up once in a while, but my wife and I don't really care to hear too much of it.
Oh, good. Well, that adds a nice little disturbing touch to it.
Rick, then I believe that, Mike, we'll play this game with nothing. We're not going to give a cushion.
There's no handicap, Don.
No,
what we're
going
to do is we're going to actually go for the day itself when you think that Elsie and Whitey, which really makes the game right there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
When did Elsie and Whitey last make Whoopee?
Oh, Whitey, you're the greatest.
Thank you, Elsie.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. No, Whitey wouldn't talk like that.
Oh, Whitey would talk like your thing.
Oh, hello.
Yes.
Oh, Elsie. You're wonderful. Bacardi Limon.
Bacardi Limon.
Never mind. All right, when do you think they last?
I'm going to have to say Saturday night, Sunday, early morning.
No, you got to pick one or the other. If you say late Saturday night, we'll give that to you. If they say like it was...
Yes.
And why do you suspect then?
I was over there watching a boxing match, and I just have a feeling that after I left, they might have,
All right, okay. The thing you don't like to talk about.
Really?
Yeah. I just leave it at that.
I'll tell you that on Saturday night, I know this from getting recon from Buzz. And no matter what Frida says,
I got hiccups.
She was drunk on Saturday, and frankly, so was Buzz's wife. They were both buzzed, and no pun intended, buzzed. And I happen to know that we both got the same result on Saturday night when we got home. Even after going to the sex store and everything,
yeah,
there was no sex because
they were both kind of like passed out.
They were. I'm like, I don't want to use
15. Can we lie? Can we fill in 15? No. All right. All right. I don't even remember what it was.
Drunk is such an ugly word.
So they basically went into Happy Land, slept into Happy Land.
Yes. Basically unable to perform.
Oh, okay. Understand. Yeah.
You'd think with a little inhibition lowering alcohol and a trip to a sex stop, you're a shoo-in. But no,
not a chance.
I came in today and I said to Buzz, so how'd you do? I bet you tore that place up. And he said, you're not going to believe it. Yeah, we're talking about his rumpus room, of course.
Yeah, right. Of course.
And he said, you're not going to believe it. Nothing happened. I said,
not a thing.
I said, nothing happened with me either.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, we got home, and it was like, come on, you had booze. We're in a sex store. And she's like, I want to watch Mad TV.
I got hiccups.
Well, I'm sorry, guys. How was Sunday? Any change on Sunday? No. Sunday was just Sunday.
No, Sunday, I didn't even take a shower.
Really? I did take a shower on Sunday, so my day got better.
Oh really?
Yeah. Oh, congratulations.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Well, I did it by myself, if that counts.
Sure it does.
Happy Easter.
Yeah.
That's what I thought Jesus would want me to do.
That's right.
Robbie, you got the number?
Yeah, you want me to call Whitey?
Yeah, call Whitey. Right.
We're going to call Whitey. The guess is Saturday night. That's when, what's his name? I forgot his name. Jeff says that Whitey and Elsie have fulfilled their obligations.
All right, and Jeff, you were in Buffalo, right? WBUF?
I am, yes.
Right on. Now, you are from America, not one of our Canadian listeners?
I'm born and bred Buffalonian.
There you go. Okay.
All right, Jess, where do you weigh in on Canadians calling the show?
What do I weigh in on Canadians in general?
Please do not repeat questions.
Or calling the show. Calling our radio show.
Everybody's, you know, free to do what they choose.
No.
Bad answer, Jess.
Jeff
or Jess?
It's Jess, I think.
Jess.
No answer. Does he scream?
Does Whitey scream?
If he's listening to you guys, he might be.
Whitey,
if he's listening, that would destroy the purpose of the contest.
Game is ruined. We got to win.
He wouldn't be screening. No.
Very, 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 very imperative.
Come on, Whitey.
Pick up the phone right now.
This is a problem with Whitey.
Yep.
You come to Whitey and you say, "Hey, Whitey, we got something we want you to do," and you know Whitey does. Whitey let you down every time.
Gone.
Has Whitey been feeling well?
All right, listen, we got to go.
Thanks,
Jess, you damn dummy.
That was great. Bye, dude. Here's another guy, Don from Sacramento. Hi, Don.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi there. How long have you been married?
8 months.
8 months? Newlywed.
All right. How old are your in-laws?
They both recently just turned 50.
50, so they're very young people.
Beautiful. And their names, please?
Mick and Jerry.
All right. We're running out of time. Who is, what is the date that you think that they last fulfilled their obligations?
I'm guessing they probably both did it last night, Sunday night.
Last night. I like that. Night. Sunday night. Yeah.
You got the number, Robbie?
I do indeed.
And let me ask you, Don. Oh, KHTK, incidentally. Shout out to them in Sacramento.
Don.
Why is it? Oh, come on. Good affiliate, Mike.
No, I said Don. I just said that I was going to say something else, and then I... No, I think it's a great affiliate.
They are.
I know. I think they're a great affiliate.
You know, did I tell you?
I sense sarcasm.
You told me. JetBlue now has nonstop
service to Sacramento, California.
From Washington.
So you can go fly from our nation's capital to Sacramento.
For our next trip out.
Nonstop for our next trip.
And
you know, that would even make it easy for me.
In order for him to win, we need you to come on the air. Can we have your permission to put your voice on the air?
There we go.
Hang on a second.
Who is it?
All right, we're gonna talk to Don's...
Mick or Jerry?
It's Mick.
Which is the male?
They could be the Jaggers.
Right. Mick is the male.
Yeah.
All right, Don, we're going to put you on hold for a second. Hold on. Let's go to 444. Hello, Mick?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Don and Mike. How are you, my friend?
Yes, I'm doing all right. What's going on?
How you doing out there in Sacramento? How's the weather out there?
Hot.
Hot. Oh, I'd like to hear that. Wow.
We have your son-in-law, Don, on the phone with us.
Yeah?
Your new son-in-law. You get along with him okay?
Yeah, he's cool.
All right.
Well, here he is now. Now, listen, Don, don't say anything except hi to your father-in-law.
Okay.
Well, so why don't you say hi to him, Don?
Hi, Mick. How's it going?
Is this Donald?
What's that?
Is this Donald?
Yeah.
Yeah, hi, Donald. What's going on?
Hey, not much, man. How's it going?
Good, good.
Okay,
trying to win a radio contest.
Now that we got that tender moment out of the way, let's move forward.
Here we go. Here's the question for you, Mick. We're playing a game called Guess the Whoopee, and we're playing with the newly married couples and their in-laws. You know, because sex is such a personal thing.
Yes, and taboo.
So
on the radio.
The question here, Don's made a guess, and if your answer matches his, he'll win $100. When is the last time that you and Jerry, his mother-in-law, you his father-in-law, when is the last time that you two, sliced the pineapple? How do you say this?
Fulfilled their marital obligations.
You know, had some, you know what I'm saying.
Had some good, clean adult fun.
That's right.
Okay, the last time I really knocked the bottom out of it was yesterday.
Yay!
Yeah!
Yay!
Yeah.
Mike?
Yay, fix!
Your crap detector, Mike? Tell us about it.
It's real easy, Don. My crap detector is based solely on the fact that this call is coming in from Sacramento. That's it. That's all I need. That's all I need today. Yeah, they got together and arranged it, but what the hell?
Hold on. Do you really think so?
I do.
Do you really?
Oh, most with all of my being.
Well, then let me ask you, Don.
Yeah.
The guy that called our show. Is this a setup?
No, this isn't a setup. They were down here, and they live about 2 hours away, and they were down here over the weekend for Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'll let him slide. You know what? That's a plausible explanation.
I pardon him. That's why you let him slide, because you said Easter, right?
It's plausible because they did. If they got together for the holiday, then they had a hunch that maybe something was going
to
happen. So I'm going to give them a free pass.
All right, you know, all these other lines, I'm sure, are people who are going to say they're lying.
When's the last time you two guys spoke, father and son-in-law?
I spoke yesterday.
There have been no conversations today, and please remember that we do have the ability to check phone records.
You're under oath.
No, I have not spoken with them today.
You haven't spoken with them? Okay, that's good enough for me.
That's $100 for Don and for the father-in-law. Hold on a second. Father-in-law? Oh, you got the Sopranos prize pack. You're going to love this. It's a nice big Tony Soprano robe. Hell hath no fury like the family. Don't miss the all-new Sopranos this Sunday, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, and catch all new episodes of HBO's new series all about Natalie Wood called Deadwood. That's at 10, 9 Central, right after The Sopranos on HBO. Thank you, Jerry, Mick, and thank you, Don.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on a second.
Have you seen that show, Deadwood? I've looked at it briefly. I mean, what do you think? Do you like it, Buzz?
I slept through the pilot episode.
All right.
It just didn't hook me.
The language is horrible.
I was offended, frankly.
All right.
Man, it's no Artless. That's all I can say.
Oh, damn it. Another one misses.
All right. So that was It's All Relative.
And that was Don and his father-in-law, Mick.
Guess the Whoopi. I kind of believe him. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, that guy, Mike was right. That guy was full of crap. They definitely weren't related.
All right, what made you think so?
Not by much, but I mean, just by the fact that the guy really didn't sound surprised at all when you called him in Sacramento and...
All right.
And it just sounded, I don't know.
Had his funny answer ready. And
can I just say, sir, I mean, who knows what's going to come of it, but God bless you.
Real good.
And I don't want to stir this pot any more than I have to, but didn't you ask the father-in-law how the weather was in Sacramento?
I didn't. He said hot.
Well, that's odd because he's in area code 209.
Really?
And that's not a Sacramento area code. 916 is Sacramento.
Might be close, though. Maybe they have more than one. Hello, Don and Mike.
Back with area, Don.
Hello.
Don't give those two idiots anything.
I'm so sorry that I do this, but I, you know, like Elizabeth, I have a gift.
209's Modesto. You two
hello, Don and Mike Joe. And unlike Elizabeth, I know you know a lot about 69.
I do, yes.
It was a good year for you.
It was wonderful year.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Yeah. As soon as he said Donald, it's like the son-in-law just started laughing. And he said, what? Like, he's not used to being called that.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can't crack evidence like that.
Thank you, so.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike.
Uh-huh.
Hello, America's Most Wanted. Hello.
Hey, I've never heard a 50-year-old man say, knock the bottom out of that thing.
Yeah, you know what?
That I have heard.
50 years old.
And I got news for you, dude. In 4 years, I'm going to be 50.
My dad would say that, and he's way past 50.
Right. Well, your dad, though.
Not way past. Sorry, Pop.
Your dad has that fountain of youth thing going on.
Your dad's the coolest.
Your dad is like looks for like 20 years has looked younger than you.
I now am older than him.
Don and Mike, hello. Hell yeah, hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate to admit it, but Mike, 209 is like 5 minutes from Sacramento, the area code. Sorry, Rob. They might be telling the truth.
They might be. Listen to that. Do I love our listeners? I'm sorry about that, Mike. I'm sorry, Rob. They might be telling the truth.
Yeah. Isn't that great? That's the spirit of the show.
Isn't that great? On any other show, people would be saying, this guy calling, hey, listen, I'm really sorry.
I'm sorry, but they were being honest.
They might have been telling the truth.
In a world where owning a radio.
I love this show, and I love our listeners.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was Buzz.
Me. He made it up.
Merry Christmas.
What's your lead story tonight on the news?
Let me begin by apologizing for bringing you the truth. But tonight's headline, you're more likely to be audited by the IRS this year. Oh, boy.
Hey, thanks, ass. I'm sorry, Buzz. I'm very supportive of the news,
yeah,
but it's like that story that nobody wants to hear.
Yeah, come on now. How about something pleasant like Sinkhole and Yellowstone?
All right, so Buzz has got his thing that we're all being audited.
Uh-huh.
Great. Okay.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Where'd you get that story from? Area code 209?
Uh-huh.
We'll be right back, everybody. That was very
professional. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Hey, hey.
The number one radio show in Haiti.
Hey.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
I have a Buzz's News now brought to you by Smoke Break. Smokers break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break. Revolutionary tablets for smokers available now at fine retailers. Here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. These first couple of stories are like hot coals, and my experience with hot coals, so we just walk over them very quickly.
All right.
So here we go.
It means bad news.
Yeah, we'll just get by it. First, I heard from my accountant. Now I'm reading it on the Newswire. The IRS is doing more audits these days. In the last presidential administration, personal audits were down. In this administration, personal audits are up. Corporate audits are down.
Shut up!
About 60% of American companies pay no taxes at all, even with our concern about homeland security.
Shut up!
Personal audits were up by 14% last year, and that trend's expected to continue this year.
Shut up!
And audit, you mean you're having to explain every single receipt you submitted as a deduction.
That's great news.
Shut up!
That's great news.
And you don't need me to tell you about the crazy gasoline prices, but let me just add that last week, the price hit a record high for the third straight week. $1.79 a gallon is the new national record high, national average. The government says gas prices should be about 20 cents higher this summer than they were last summer.
Saturday night, coming home from dinner in Georgetown, Washington, D.C., nation's eighth largest city. Saw it myself. Esso, Exxon, whatever it is, right at the end of Key Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Super unleaded, the 93 octane.
Right.
$2.28. A gallon.
Yeah, man. A little higher here than the average.
Call a tow truck to save money.
They released, by the way, that presidential memo today, the one the president got over a month before 9/11.
Oh, the PBJ?
The one, the PBB.
Mr. Bush, your PBJ is ready. Man, I'm starving to death.
The president's daily briefing. Anyway, this one he got a little over a month before 9/11, and it had the headline, Bin Laden Determined to Strike in the U.S., the memo refers to possible hijacking attempts and to the believed existence of about 70 terrorist cells in this country.
I will not decide on this PBJ until I have a good look at my BLT.
But the White House says the memo was not specific enough to be of any value. President Bush says if he could have done more, he would have.
Here's the deal on that. They declassified a bunch of stuff that memo.
Right.
So who knows what was really in that memo, and who knows what really wasn't in that
memo. Well, the stuff that they revealed that I read, I mean, it would lend itself to the argument that it is not a historical document,
and
like Condoleezza Rice said. It was kind of saying they're planning something right now.
Mm-hmm. And I saw Janet Jackson on Saturday Night Live do a very funny Condoleezza Rice thing.
Right. Yeah,
with the goofy 2 feet.
Daryl Hammond did a good Dick Cheney.
She is good on that. Yeah. However, I also noticed today, when I was reading the coverage on the front page of the paper about Bush, on one side they've got the thing saying the PBJ is out and that, you know, this is what's in it.
Right.
And on the other side, it says Bush knew about Al-Qaeda threat.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a picture of him on a riding lawnmower, because I guess, of course, he was in Crawford.
He was on vacation.
On vacation.
That's what he does for fun.
Yeah, right. But, you know, they go...
I mean, not a hell of a lot to do, I would imagine, even if you're the president in Crawford,
right.
Texas.
True. So what they do is they go, okay, what was he doing on this day? Well, on this day, he happened to be driving his riding... lawnmower around. Guy's just such a dope.
Man, it's Crawford, Texas. I think I'll go ride my lawnmower.
Hey, there's a new PBJ you should read.
I don't want to talk to anybody about the PBJ until I see the BLT.
All right, we're through the colds. Nick and Jessica are an overnight sensation according to the overnight ratings from Nielsen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Your prayers have been answered. Their TV variety special last night on ABC won its time slot and the night with a
he's not retarded.
Yes, he is. 7.8 rating and a 12 share. Word is ABC plans to ask the MTV couple back for more specials and maybe even a weekly variety series a la Sonny and Cher.
I think people are poisoning our food. Turning our brains to squash. I mean, this is really, to me, signals the downfall of America.
The end of it all.
I only pray that's true because I pray he dies in a skiing accident.
Well, pray for death. In Las Vegas, the Bellagio Hotel and Casino has done something it's never done before. Shut down. The complex is shut down completely for the first time since 1998.
Hold on, I need to.
You better sit down.
I stand for the whole show.
What's the Bellagio?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, thanks to a mysterious and total power outage, all of the guests are either checking out or have already checked out. Thousands of feet of cable are being brought in from California to replace the cables feeding power into the Bellagio.
Oh, my God. I'm on the floor now.
Those cables were damaged. It'll be all right, Don. I think they have
Don?
Security.
Remind you of any the plot of any particular movie you might love?
Yeah. Reminds me of Ocean's 11, Mike.
But Don's really upset about this. Are you okay?
He's down. He's not getting up.
He prayed for death.
It's dirty under here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's dirtier under here than you have any idea.
Oh no, I don't want to hear about it.
I have never come and looked underneath the console under here.
You'd be able to see better with a black light.
Wow.
Nasty.
Christ. I am not kidding. Right here on this wall. These are either Coca-Cola stains or biological.
Ah!
I ain't kidding you.
Nasty.
You know, we're going to be at the...
Can you tell from the taste?
Hold on.
What is it?
Gomez.
Wow.
Gomez.
It sounds like a plot of Ocean's 11.
Did you say this has never happened before?
Not at the Bellagio.
Don, has your brother ever been to Las Vegas before?
He has not, and this is the week. This is the week he's there. Can you imagine?
Coincidence?
I don't think so! My brother dumb enough to pull that thing off? Or should I say smart enough to pull that thing off?
It's kind of weird, though.
I love the Bellagio. That's my favorite. I know. What's the one you like?
I like the Venetian, and I like the Bellagio also.
I love the Bellagio.
And I like the Rio, and I also enjoy Caesars. And the MGM Grand and the Luxor.
And I like the Bellagio.
And I am very fond of Mandalay Bay also.
I love Mandalay Bay.
As a matter of fact, it might be safe to say that I enjoy all of the casino properties.
I don't enjoy the Mirage. That's where they had
Siegfried and Roy. Right.
You don't enjoy it anymore.
I just... Now it might be all right.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Well, what happened? Why'd the power go out?
Well, they don't know. They do.
The power went out where?
At the Bellagio.
Oh, my God.
He's down again.
Don is falling again.
He's falling and he can't get up.
It's going to be fine.
He's down among the stains. So they're bringing in cable from California to feed power newly into the Bellagio.
But it's just kind of surreal that we're doing the show and I can't even see Don.
How you doing?
It never happened.
I do that to him all the time, but he never
does it.
I'm doing
a quick impression right now.
All right.
I'm Alan Limewan. I'm hiding under my desk. Tell them I'm not here. Mike, you take the falls all the time.
I know. Yeah, I like when you take a pratfall.
It's fun.
Isn't it fun?
It is.
Fun. I love doing it.
Great.
I don't mind.
No truth to the rumor buzz of that Bellagio that the wire was mauled by a white tiger.
No, didn't happen. Okay. The cables were damaged by a truck accident that occurred over the weekend. The Bellagio hopes to reopen tomorrow. And by the way, there was a power outage at LAX at the Los Angeles International Airport today.
Oh,
no, he's down again. I had no idea.
He's falling again.
He's falling. I didn't know he was attached
to LAX. Isn't falling on this show fun? You got to commit, though.
See, you can't see. I commit.
Do you commit?
I commit.
Did he hit the ground?
Yeah. Ow.
Wow.
It's hard. You know, Chevy Chase was addicted to painkillers after years of pretzels.
I know, Joe.
Are you having trouble getting up?
Joe?
You got to get some good stuff for that.
Joe, I need some Tylenol number 3.
Not that I know my way around those.
Let's schedule 3 narcotics.
I want Tylenol 3.
Tylenol 3.
Is that what I want?
It has codeine in it, yes.
Yes, okay, sure. I'll take that.
There you go.
Amen.
So they had some flight delays at LAX today, but they do not suspect foul play, and there was no truck accident there. They're not sure why the power went out.
This was no trucking accident.
Too bad Michael Moore had already finished his documentary Bowling for Columbine, because in his hometown of Flint, Michigan, they had an Easter egg hunt yesterday.
Oh, before you even say this, and it's got to be bad.
Yeah.
Isn't Flint just the worst ever? And I don't mean
that. The worst luck.
I don't, yeah. And
that's why Susan's GM left.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't mean that like as a slam on Flint, but right. Michael Moore goes back, and all of the stuff that he finds in his movies and his books, they're always in Flint. It's like, where have they just kicked 8,000 welfare mothers out on the street with nowhere to live? Right. Where else?
Flint.
Flint.
Yeah.
All right, what now?
Well, they had the Easter egg hunt. Some kids found guns in the schoolyard on their Easter egg hunt. One was a toy gun, one was a BB gun, but two were loaded handguns, and one of them went off when it was accidentally dropped during the Easter egg hunt. Fortunately, no one got hurt. Police are investigating, but they have no idea who left the guns there or how long they've been there.
But, you know, at least with all the bad stuff that happens there, it's a pretty town.
Yeah.
They have that.
It's pretty.
The view.
Mm-hmm. It won't exactly put NASCAR out of business, but in England, the BBC is planning to air the first ever televised sperm race.
Hey, I should sign up for that.
You'd be good at that.
The two male hosts of the show's called Lab Rats, they will contribute the contestants to this race. The race will be filmed inside two tiny glass capillary tubes that have been placed under a microscope.
All right, I'm a step ahead of you. We have already received the samples from both Mike and myself.
Yes. Right.
Are you ready for our, what do they call this thing, Buzz?
A sperm race.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
Uh-huh. Let's hear it.
Set.
Go. There they go, heading out of the curve.
It's tail and tail. Well, off you're going a little bit in front of me, Mike.
Pretty good.
Hold on, I'm tying it up now.
Oh, you're coming on strong. Now you've nosed ahead. Look at this little devil swim.
Coming into turn number 2 around the ovary.
Oh, man, this could be quite a finish. It certainly was.
Merry Christmas!
One of the men in the BBC televised contest, one of the men is black, the other is white, and they'll be making different health lifestyle choices before the race. For example, one of the guys will deprive himself of sleep prior to the race to see what effect that has.
Interesting.
The hosts say they're going for an audience that, quote, usually balks at educational shows.
Boy, listen to this.
Our race is just going on and on.
Listen to these tadpoles swim.
Amazing.
Look at that. You're listening to our sperm
racing. One of them says goodies headache powders on it.
Look at that.
Boy, the race that will never end.
Boy, does he want to get to the finish line. Man.
It's like they're getting tired.
No. Hold on. Oh. And which sperm will win?
Tune in tomorrow.
Yeah. Come on. Who's going to win?
Yeah.
And? But I have no idea. They look exactly the same. Oh, hold on. No, that I won. Look, see the one that's got blood in it.
Oh,
I'm the winner.
Oh, I do know in the television show. They can determine the winner in 9 months.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, mine didn't win. I got a reason for it. Mine was hungover.
Buzz?
Yes.
What's next?
Vince Neil of Motley Crue makes his prostitute slapping case go away.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for him.
Why are we laughing?
Sometimes I just don't even understand.
We are.
Yes.
Nothing funny about that at all.
Prostitute slapping.
Well, maybe she just wouldn't listen. Okay, Buzz. Motley Crue news. We'll be right back.
The Don and Mike Show.
106.7.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, sing her name.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, 106.7.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh,
I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Like the Girl Scouts, they have changed. Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Rocker Vince Neil of Motley Crue decided to make his hooker-slapping case go away. He's pleaded no contest to charges he roughed up an independent contractor.
Good heavens, no.
Yes, in Nevada's sexual food court, the infamous Bunny Ranch brothel. Uh-oh. With that, the judge gave Vince a 30-day suspended jail sentence, fined him $1,000, and sent him to an anger management class.
Oh, wow.
Vince was accused of grabbing Andrea Terry by the throat and slamming her into a wall last July 10th, even though a friend of his owns the place. Apparently, Vince didn't like the woman he'd chosen.
Ah, Vincenza.
But the friend doesn't think Vince did anything wrong. Quoting him, this is the owner, by the way, friend or no friend, if he was wrong, believe me, I'd be up his blank. I wish Vince would have fought this to the end.
Ah, Vincent.
Yes.
Vincent, paint your palette blue and gray.
Early man may have, from time to time...
That might be the most obscure musical reference.
Good for you. I'm going to give you a mic.
Hey! I'm going to give you a chime for that, for the Don McLean reference on Vincent.
Yeah, Vincent.
For Vinnie Van Gogh.
Right. Sure.
Yeah. Early man may have, from time to time, done battle with a giant beaver. An evolutionary biologist says giant beavers once roamed the earth.
I thought that was the Vince Neil story.
The day of the dinosaur.
I got news for you. They walk through our halls any day.
This biologist.
He's taking over the third floor here.
Help!
The biologist says armadillos back in that day were as big as cars.
Really?
He'll have more about this on an upcoming Animal Planet special called Land of the Lost Monsters.
And you know what? My kids watch Animal Planet all the time, and they're doing these animated dinosaur shows, and I think they're great, too.
Right.
Because they're really, really able to do these things. They churn them out now, you know? It's not like a big deal anymore because they do so many of them, but you see really neat things.
And who doesn't want to see an armadillo the size of a car or a giant beaver?
Hey, I'd love to see a giant beaver.
I would. I saw, now in a former life, I would have said a very discouraging word here.
Right.
You remember when James Bond used to fight to get that lady Pussy Galore?
I do. Yes.
Ah, Pussy. On the Ellen DeGeneres show, again over the weekend, they're rerunning it on one of the stations.
Okay.
She's got the fat cat contest. I'd like to say fat.
Yeah, right.
But anyway.
For cats.
I told you last week, this was a great bit that she did one day where she was just holding up pictures that her Hausfrau viewers sent in. She had one yesterday. I guess it ran over the weekend, but they re-ran it on whatever channel. Cat weighed 51 pounds.
Wow.
I mean, think about it.
That's huge.
51 pounds for a cat.
You know,
that's a good bit, fat cat.
After years of watching these TV shows, and I really hope it doesn't happen to Ellen. And it really kind of hasn't happened to Conan O'Brien. He still has the fun doing a television show. But the first year of a TV show, if they're having fun and the writers are having fun, that's usually the best, and that's what Ellen's doing.
And it's the same with us, Mike. Mm-hmm. I think we had fun back in 1985, didn't we?
The first year was fantastic. And it's just been drudgery ever since.
17 years of hell.
Well, back then, the writers were still having fun.
The writers were great. Right.
And Buddy and Sally.
Before Buddy died.
Replaced him with Pat McCormick, and that hasn't measured.
No, not at all.
Thanks to the whole metrosexual movement, some men are spending more time than women on grooming.
Seacrest, out!
A new study says that in the last 5 years, men's grooming time has increased to just over 3 hours a week. Compared to the woman's average of 2.5 hours a week. 40% of the men surveyed said they now consider skincare extremely or very important.
There you go.
This way, Charlie.
No, this way, Joe.
No, this way, Charlie.
No, this way, Joe.
No, this way.
No! No!
There's a couple of leading metrosexuals.
60% of all fragrances are now purchased by men for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of the finest men I've ever known.
It didn't used to be that way. In sports,
I was quivering and shaking.
Pat Summerall, that was the first Metro.
Yeah.
Pat Summerall got his new liver over the weekend.
The only thing that I saw.
The veteran sportscaster had the transplant in Florida at the age of 73. Pat is a recovering alcoholic.
A burning intensive desire.
That's what it is. And although he's been sober for 12 years, the deterioration of Pat's liver continued.
This burning, unquenchable desire.
That's what it is, exactly.
Quiet.
Hey. San Francisco slugger Barry Bonds has tied his godfather Willie Mays for the third on the all-time home run list, hitting his 660th career home run against the Milwaukee Brewers today in
Roger, Buzz.
San Francisco.
Thanks, Buzz.
You're welcome. Former baseball star Cal Ripken and his brother Bill are combining their baseball knowledge and writing a book. Cal's writing a book.
Hey. This is a tickly situation, Buzz.
Not so much. Oh. Cal says the book called Play Baseball the Ripken Way hopefully will restore the enthusiasm for baseball that kids seem to be losing.
Are you all right, Buzz?
I've never been better, sir. And finally, in Florida, a small-town city commissioner says he is the victim of dirty politics.
What's cooking, Buzz?
I'm trying to tell you. This commissioner won't talk about it on camera because he's embarrassed. You would be, too, if
you'd I'll be right there, Buzz.
I'll be waiting. You'd be embarrassed, too, if you'd been found asleep in a park behind the wheel of your car with your pants down.
Uh-oh. Buzz, where are you?
I'm right here. The commissioner says it's not what you think. He says he was the victim of a prank.
Uh-oh.
In fact, a man says he found the commissioner sleeping and thought it would be funny if the guy awoke and wondered what happened, wondered why his pants were down.
I'll be back in a jiffy, Buzz.
They'll all be waiting. The prankster says he didn't think police would find the commissioner first.
Oh.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Oh.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Where is he?
You're welcome.
No.
Yeah,
that's it.
We gotta go. We'll be back tomorrow with the all-new episode.
Yay.
Joe's movies return tomorrow. A great one. Joe was telling me today it's about the dangers of alcohol.
Yes, alcohol is dynamite.
Mm-hmm. That ends up with a couple of kids.
Mm-hmm.
EOA.
So it'll be entertainment with a
weird cautionary tale.
That's it. So we'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 Now you.
He handled himself with so much class.
O'Mara.
Out.
I'll talk at you. Bye.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. WKK.
Don and Mike.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. How you guys doing?
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Donny G.
Don.
Mike is hot.
Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, hey, Mike. Hey, Mike.
Don.
Hey, Don. How are you?
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. What's happening, guys?
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Don and Mike.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, how are you?
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Don Geronimo. Mike O'Mara. The Don and Mike Show. Afternoons, 2 to 7.
On WJFK.